Anthony follow Leslie Gold. We hope the restraining order solves the problem. FM Talk at 102.7.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
Well, we learned a lot about vaginas today. What can I tell you?
Well, it started out with The View this morning, discussing it.
It was very informative.
We had an expert, a doctor. We had a doctor on, which I think legitimized the whole thing. We had a doctor.
I sure hope so.
So do I.
Okay.
And then Lisa just called up. We're talking to her. She agrees. Her doctor agrees that douching is not good for women because it eliminates the protective membrane shield in the vagina that keeps it from building up an
protective
odor.
Protective membrane shield in the vagina?
A shield, Opie. Can you believe that?
Yes. Captain's log. Stardate 26609. It's been 5 hours since the Massengill douche eliminated our protective membrane shield. The stench is overwhelming. Can't believe it. Smells like Uhura after 2 hours of racquetball. Scotty, you've got to get our protective membrane vaginal shield back up.
I'm doing the best I can, sir. It won't come back.
Can't take it much longer. Must go to the turbo lift. Take me to the cervix.
So, I think we've had quite enough fun today.
Look what's behind us. Klingons.
Things are just getting really silly in here, Opie.
Yes.
It all started when the phones went dead. God, did we have an informative show planned for today?
Yeah, we were going to talk about the commuter tax.
Commuter tax.
And how elevators aren't safe in New York anymore.
Right.
The Knicks playing the Hawks tonight.
Where did we end up?
At the vagina.
Right.
Opie and Anthony. 102.7. Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
All right, Rick, what do we got on the line here?
We got Helen the psychic.
Helen the psychic.
Clairvoyant. She was up at Babe Ruth's grave getting some insight on the Yankee close-up.
All right. And there's a big article in the Daily News about her, right?
Yep, page 8.
And she went to Ruth's grave to see what he thinks about the Red Sox-Yankees series?
Yep.
All right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Helen?
Hi.
Hi, it's Opie and Anthony. We got you live on the air in New York here.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Hello?
Helen?
Yes, hi.
Are you hard of hearing?
I can hear you.
Why is other people hanging up?
What's going on?
Helen?
Yes, yes.
You lunatic? You got
come
call,
on.
You got call waiting or something?
Yes, I do, but I didn't pick up.
Well, that's the problem. They keep clicking in, Helen.
Well, it's finished now.
Is Babe Ruth calling you from hell or something?
Oh, God almighty. That's terrible. Come on, have a conversation, normal conversation.
We're trying. You're the lunatic. So you went up to Ruth's grave, right?
Yes, sir.
And what did Babe Ruth tell you?
Doesn't tell me anything. I don't speak to the dead.
Oh, you're psychic.
If you read the paper, you'll understand.
You're a clairvoyant, right?
Yes, I'm not a medium, right?
Well, why don't you explain for our listeners? I don't need to read the whole article to our listeners today. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having you on the air, to discuss it, to tell them what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do at Ruth's grave?
Well, we went up to the grave so that I could imagine or feel what this man would think concerning the Yankees yesterday. And was he rooting for them? They wanted to know. And they also wanted to know about the granddaughter that's rooting for the Red Sox.
And what did you find out?
Well, I honestly thought that he had a soft spot. I'm sure I've been told I'm wrong, but I thought he did have a soft spot for the Red Sox.
It wasn't his penis. He was banging everything in sight. You remember the Babe from years ago.
Right, right.
Now, how are we supposed to believe this, Helen?
Believe what?
What you did? You're feeling his vibe from heaven or hell or wherever. Is he in heaven or is he in hell?
No, he's not in hell.
No?
No, why would you think he was in hell?
He was
banging broads and cheating on his wives.
Drinking and smoking. You know, he was a pretty wild guy, the Babe.
Yeah, but he was also a very gentle man, very good to children.
Yes.
Very generous with children.
So that gets you out of hell, huh?
Well, I believe that's very, since my specialty is missing children, yes, I have sort of a certain affinity with him, since he was as Kathy cared for those children the way he did.
Who killed that little JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, I have that, but I have no way to go with it.
Who do you think did it?
I have a sketch of who did it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Who did it look like, the Babe?
Again, boy, I didn't know you had such an animosity towards him.
We love the Babe.
I hear it, but my God, you're going to get some calls when I hang up this phone, and I'm predicting that one.
No, Helen, I think
you're predicting.
You're predicting that? I can prove you wrong. You want to get some of our listeners on the line with you?
Not me. You'll get them when I hang up the phone.
What, they're going to be pissed off at us?
Why would you think that he's in hell?
Well, because he kind of was a womanizing, a drinking, kind of a have fun on earth kind of guy. And when you're like that, people say you might end up in hell.
He sinned a bunch there on earth, don't you think, Helen?
You're both very fresh. Who am I speaking to?
What do you mean we're both fresh?
You're fresh that you're calling, just saying he's in hell. Who am I speaking to? Which one's saying that?
Both of us, Opie and Anthony.
Both of you.
All right. So what else did Babe, what else did you feel from the Babe when you went to his gravesite the other day?
Well, first of all, I don't believe in the curse.
You don't?
No.
Well,
not
how?
At all. That's the reason they wanted me to go there, because of the curse.
Neither do Boston Red Sox fans, but
I believe the curse is superstition, and I also believe...
Well, I believe it's more folklore at this point.
Excuse me?
It's more of a folklore. I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, I do. In that case, yeah, but the idea is that what if it was a curse, it reversed itself and gave the Yankees luck.
Yeah?
They've been very lucky since he was on the team. Am I right or wrong?
Hey, Helen.
Yes.
What do you see? What do you see for the Opie and Anthony show in the future?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to change your attitude about people womanizing.
Why? You want to?
You don't go to hell for that.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
Oh, then we'll all start womanizing.
No, you will not. You'll change your ways and thinking the way you do.
All right.
If you're not, all right.
Where are you two located?
You should know that already.
No, I don't.
If you could find missing children, you should at least know where we are.
Have you found any, Helen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, congrats. That's pretty good.
Well, that's what it's all about, the kids. The most important thing are the kids.
So, all right, Helen, so explain this to me. The FBI goes to you, right?
They don't come to me.
Or you go to them, and they got some missing children cases, right?
Right.
And you help them out, and you kind of you find children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's been documented you have done that?
Yes.
Then why can't you tell everyone where we're located?
Yeah, we're alive.
We're live voices.
I know you're in New York.
Okay.
That's because you told me that.
Right.
And WNEW is in New York, I know that.
Right.
Doesn't matter to me where you are.
All right.
All I know is you're both fresh.
All right, hold on. Someone agrees with you. Hold on a minute. Mike.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? You're talking to Helen, the clairvoyant.
Yeah, Helen, I totally have no idea what you're talking about, but there is a place that you can go to get help for.
Who, me?
Yeah, it's called Four Winds Psychiatric Home.
Oh, my God.
Were you a patient there?
It gives you 3 square meals a day in a comfortable padded room, lady. You are some weirdo.
Whoa.
How many, did you take acid to go hang out with Babe Ruth or something?
I didn't hang out with Babe Ruth.
Well, you were sitting there, you were feeling what he was feeling. What was he feeling? Was he feeling the Boston Red Sox going to lose?
I didn't feel anything but the rain that was coming down.
Oh, so you never really spoke to Babe Ruth then?
She doesn't speak to dead people.
No, when were you a patient in Four Winds?
Well, you should tell me that then. You should know.
Hey, you helped find that little Katie Beers kid, huh?
Yeah, and a little boy in Jersey that was buried for 11 months.
How did you help find the Katie Beers? Remember her? She was in that basement bunker?
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell the cops?
Well, I kept feeling a stereo, something to do with a stereo, and inside the house...
Was a stereo?
Wow!
I got one in my house.
Uh-huh.
I also have a 10-year-old child in my basement.
To be honest with you, Helen, I did read that at the time. That goes back how many years now? Like 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Babe Ruth with him?
All right, hold on, Mike, because now I'm getting serious with her.
Yes, Mike is very fresh, too.
Helen, I do remember reading about that, and I was pretty damn amazed.
Yeah, it was interesting the way it was found. It was a shame that it wasn't found sooner, though.
But you still don't know where we're located. Do we have to, like, kill someone or something for you to be able to find us?
No, you have to be missing.
Do you see something? Do you see a stereo?
You know what you do? Lose Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right, guys. He sucks. You guys suck. Later.
All right, bye, Mike. It's hard to believe that you felt something from Babe Ruth from the grave, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
I didn't feel anything from the grave.
Right.
I don't know what you read in the paper. You read the paper.
Well, Babe Ruth thinks the curse is ridiculous.
At the time, well, common sense. Anybody would think that the curse was ridiculous.
Yeah, but the paper wrote this that you got that from the babe.
No.
When you were at at his grave over the weekend.
No, first of all, if you read it that way, that's the way you're picking that up.
Did you say his spirit is hovering over the Yankees in Yankee Stadium?
As a Catholic,
yeah.
I explained that this morning to someone else. As a Catholic, we don't die at the time our spirit stays alive. Now, when our spirit is alive, we are all hovering everywhere. We are the spirit. We don't die. As a Catholic, we don't die. We live after death.
So
I don't deal with spiritualism.
So he's over Yankee Stadium.
The spirit of Babe Ruth is alive, is there.
Does he have to use the same restroom as everybody else?
Probably, yeah.
He's probably pissed there's no smoking.
That's terrible. But yeah, I would be the same way.
He liked his cigars, the babe.
Uh-huh.
All right, Helen, let me put you on with Scott, who agrees with you.
Now, who is Scott? Oh, my God, I got another one now?
Scott, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I have a question for Helen.
Is there any
truth to the rumor that you are the one that buries these kids just so you can predict where they are?
That's pathetic.
Where did you hear that, sir?
That's pathetic.
I read it in the paper.
I got to hang up on Scott. Scott, that's too outrageous for us.
Yeah, that's a little much.
We
apologize for Scott's call, Helen.
Helen, that wasn't nice. I'm sorry about that.
If there was some way to tell what he was going to say before we picked up, maybe some type thing on the screen, we never would have picked that up.
That's all right. Michael was worse than him.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you think so?
All right, let's go to Peter. Peter, what do you have for Helen?
Hi, I happen to be a clairvoyant myself, and I'm getting some signals that this old bitch should find a way back to Bellevue. Jesus Christ, you're crazy.
Peter.
All right, Helen?
Well, once again, we have to apologize for Peter.
That's another pathetic soul.
Blew up. I don't understand where the bitterness is coming from here.
All right. It looks like Murphy believes you. Hold on a sec here. Murphy?
Oh, we got an Irishman.
How you doing?
What's up, Murphy?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Babe Ruth's ghost.
Yeah?
First thing he told me is the Yankees should have never traded David Wells.
Yeah,
the second thing he said is that Helen is a psycho. F Helen. You guys suck.
Thank you.
That's a shame.
Yeah, Helen.
Another pathetic soul.
Yeah, Helen, once again, we got to apologize for our listeners. I think they're all riled up because the Yankees are doing so well.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I think these are Met fans wishing that they were doing as well as the Yankees.
hold on. I got to get rid of Murphy here. Helen? Helen?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I'm sorry about that. Let's go to Babe Ruth on line 3. Babe.
Hey, this is Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Calling from heaven. I have a voice box, but I had to keep it up here now. Anyway, she got my message wrong. There are no hookers up here. Send up some hookers. It's really depressing up here. There are no chicks up here. I can't get a good steak. I can't get any hookers. I can't get any action. What the hell's up with that?
Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
The babe checking in, Helen.
I didn't know your show was a comedy.
You guys suck, all right? Have a good day.
We don't think it's a comedy either.
I apologize for that, Helen, once again.
You listen to much radio, Helen?
No, not at all.
Not at all, huh?
Mm-mm.
What, you watch TV?
No, I have a lot of people listening to your radio, and I guess they're all hanging themselves.
all right, well, let me put you on with Thomas. He definitely believes in this.
Again.
No, I'm serious. It says it right on the screen, believes in Helen. Thomas, what's up?
How are you?
All right.
A couple months back, Helen, I had a question for you. I lost a set of keys. Can you help me with that?
No, not if you lost them. You probably had new ones made.
What? No, they're missing now. I haven't made new ones.
I said you probably had new ones made by now.
Oh, did you?
Is that true, Thomas?
No, sir.
Oh. Okay.
Is there any, can you get a vibe on his keys, Helen?
No.
No?
No. Because you probably never lost them.
Yes, I did, Helen. Come on. take care.
All right,
I'm trying to think of something maybe that I lost, maybe you could help me with. I don't know. I haven't lost anything recently.
David, what's up?
What's up? I was wondering if, like, Helen, she was up feeling the babe, but the babe actually was feeling her up a little bit while she was there.
Wait, what was that?
What was that, Dave?
When she was up at the gravesite, did the babe get a little bit of action there?
Very nice.
Up a little bit. You know, she was feeling the babe. Did the babe get some action back?
Okay.
These people are just appalling. I am, quite frankly, embarrassed, Helen.
Uh-huh.
I apologize.
Well, I've never heard your program before.
Well, it's a little different than today's show, that's for sure. We want to seriously discuss this prediction that
but the callers are just ruining everything.
Bill, let's try to get the show back on track here, Bill.
Yeah.
What's up? What do you have for Helen?
There was a little boy who was missing in Colorado. I was wondering, since that was really far away, if she has any sort of power on things that are far away.
Oh, the little guy in the mountains you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well,
what if he was really far away, like on Uranus, which is actually kind of close? You probably know that.
Oh, my God.
Helen.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Today's youth is just out of control.
It's the kids today, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
have
any.
Those weren't kids, honey. They were men my age.
My God.
Kelly, what do you have for Helen?
All right. My husband lost his wallet yesterday, and there was $600 in it, and I'm totally serious. I want to know if she can tell me where it is.
Sounds like a nice woman. Right, Helen?
She sounds nice, yes. She sounds human.
I'm nice.
Well,
I hear it.
Well, could you find lost wallets, Helen?
Well, I would only say in the car, on the side of the car seat. That's the only where, the passenger side.
Oh, very good.
You think so?
You will. You'll probably.
Wow.
Will.
All right.
So, all right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye, guys.
Let me
all right,
see.
Don't be an Anthony. I'm calling this quits now.
Hey. Hold on, one last call from Rich. Rich, what's up?
Hey, Helen, how are you? I just want to know if you, being that you're so close to the spirits, do you see yourself giving a rusty trombone in the future?
Well, Steve, I think that you have a long day, and I think you better go home and rest.
No, it's Rich.
It's Rich.
Rich.
You should have known.
It's Rich. You should know that. I shouldn't have to tell you.
Uh-huh. Opie and Anthony, I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay.
All right, Helen. Thanks
for a good day.
Thank you, Helen.
All right.
Coming
all
on
right.
the show.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. A rusty trombone. And she should have known what one of those were.
I'm seeing a rusty trombone. It's, phew, this smells.
You know, Aunt, I'm disappointed in our listeners. I thought we would tackle a serious subject today. And
Oh, boy, they always screw our show up like that. I was really hoping to just do an in-depth interview with the psychic woman. And the callers just... Boy, they ruin it every time, don't they?
You know,
I don't think they truly get our show, what it's all about.
I thought for once we'd put the comedy aside and discuss a serious topic. Helen the clairvoyant talking to Ruth, or not really talking to him.
And it's got a quote from the babe.
Quote from the babe. Quote from the babe in the Daily News today.
He couldn't even talk when he was alive toward the end with the throat cancer.
Right. Hello, Helen. I'm here.
Babe, I hear you.
Ellen, I'm in my grave and you're standing over it with a skirt, please. Could you move on? That's quite a view I'm getting. Looks like you got Phil Donahue's head in a leg lock. Gray hair. Don't you get it?
That old cat.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Booty doody.
Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony,
102.7. You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony
on FM Talk at 102.7.
Oh my God, I have a scanner. I've had one for years, and yeah, you can pick up cell phones and cordless phones, and the conversations I've heard over the years, hysterical. I heard I was out in the Hamptons once, listening to phone calls. And a couple of, a gay guy talking on the phone, you know, as they were, a gay guy. So they were talking about fisting.
Really?
Yeah. It was hysterical. And I was like, listen to this guy going, you know, I'll bury it up to the elbow. Whoa. Wow. Heard breakups, drug deals, affairs, it's great entertainment. You'd have to sift through all the crap, you know. I'll be home in an hour, honey. Oh, great. Good call.
Tell them about the call we heard that one night.
Oh, what, up in the apartment?
Yeah. We're all hanging out, drinking at Anthony's place, checking out the scanner.
Up in Boston, yeah. Checking out the scanner, you know, and got a nice strong signal. Heard some girl talking on the phone. and she's talking to some guy about how her boyfriend sucks and how she kind of wants to get together with this guy and blah, blah, blah. So at one point, we're listening to the scanner, but we're also joking around and laughing. And at one point, I guess we were laughing, and
I slammed the floor
Opie
with my foot.
Stomped on the floor.
That's,
you know how
laughing
you do that?
So hard, right?
A real knee slapper type thing. So all of a sudden, the girl on the phone that we're listening to on the scanner goes, "Oh, people upstairs again banging." Like, holy jeez, it's the person downstairs. And then she starts going, "Oh, it's not the first time. They walk around up there like elephants. I think they must weigh 500 pounds. And then she starts saying, this is me, Jen, Opie, and his girlfriend Sandy.
Right.
Sitting there.
I think there was another couple there, too. Make it more embarrassing.
And we hadn't been on the air long together, so it's not like we had a friendship, really a good friendship. You know what I mean?
We're still getting to know each other.
Yeah, still getting to know each other.
This goes way back. Go ahead.
So then she's like, "And their bedroom is right over mine. So all I'm hearing at night is, boom, 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 the bed, I just heard Beat Ran on. Look at Opie's laughing his ass off.
All night long.
It's disgusting.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, maybe it's not downstairs.
But it was downstairs.
It was, because then we started effing with her. Because
then we decided to play interactive phone call.
It was, I believe it was Halloween night.
Right.
So she was kind of scared to be alone. Mm-hmm. She was talking to this guy.
Well, and I mean, your apartment complex, pretty much everyone was scared to be alone.
Oh, my
Halloween
God.
Night.
But when you look outside and you see somebody just bagged a zebra and were dragging it back into their lean-to, I was in a bad neighborhood, man. When it would rain, I swear to you.
When it rained?
When it rained, it was the highlight of the day for the 6 billion little children that lived there, because they could play in the pothole puddles. It was like a little pool for them. I was just waiting for one of them to go to the shores of one of the puddles and have a croc come and grab them, drag them in. I swear, this neighborhood, there were people. It was an apartment building.
Right.
Outside of the little porch of your apartment, someone had fenced off a whole area, planted grass, and was raising chickens. I swear to you.
It was the community property.
Yeah, it was like you took up three people's backyards, because no one had a yard. He had a cement patio with a wrought iron fence around it. That's your yard. This guy decides, you know, "Hey, I'm going to make a fence. I'm going to make a fence and raise a chicken just like I did back in Puerto Rico." And they would fence off the area. Beautiful lawn. I mean, he had it well kept. Raising chickens.
So freaking funny.
Frightening neighborhood. The second I moved in, like, what floor do you want to stay? What's the top one? I want the high ground. Love the high ground. Every night the police were there. There was something going on. Some domestic dispute going on. Someone's head was going through a wall. It was wonderful.
So we're listening to the lady downstairs on the scanner.
So she's kind of scared, and she's talking to this guy. So we decide to go out onto the porch, which is right above her porch, three high, and throw things at her sliding glass door from our porch. So we're taking little pieces of candy and stuff and leaning over and winging it. So we'd hear it hit the door and hear her go, "Oh my God, what was that?" It was just so much fun, because we're listening to the conversation and controlling what she's saying. Then we decided we were going to ring her buzzer and run. So it was down on the first floor. I'm on the third floor. So Opie goes downstairs to the buzzer. And after coaxing him for a half hour, "Come on, you got to do it. You got to do it." Buzzes it. I hear him start running up the stairs.
You can hear it on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah.
And then I just hear this horrible... He tripped going up the stairs. Some getaway. Because she was on the second floor, so we had to run past her floor to get back upstairs before she opened the door.
Because we were paranoid, convinced that if she opened up her door and I'm just casually walking like I'm there visiting you, that she was going to bust us.
Yeah.
You know?
And it turns out the whole end to this whole thing is we got the guy late.
Yeah. Because
she got so scared at what was going on, she said, you better come over here. And he's like, oh, really? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm very scared.
Well, it's important to the story. The guy talking to this lady was trying to pick her up the whole time.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you know, kind of give him the brush off.
My boyfriend's driving by.
We got her so freaked out by the end of the conversation. Yeah, she invited him over for the night.
Scanners are fun, though, man. I used to have a blast with those things.
That's a great story. Forgot all about that.
It's beyond moronic. It's sub-moronic.
Okay. 1027.
This is FM Talk at 1027. Talk you can't ignore.
No matter how hard you try.
It's O&A. 212-757-1027 if you want in on the show today. The fax number, 212-957-9639. TJ, what do you have for this mess today?
I wanted to know what you guys think of the whole Howard thing. I think it's a huge hoax.
You think?
Definitely, because he's probably got a book coming out or something, you know.
Well,
I don't know. I don't think it's a hoax.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Sounds legit.
I'll tell you one thing. Howard should get separated every day of the rest of his life because it made me listen this morning.
Right.
You know, I felt like I was back in 1988 where you couldn't turn the radio off, listen to him.
You got a point.
But honestly, that aside, I thought he sounded like a girl.
You're right.
What do you mean? He just likes people to feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
It's like he was acting like he's the only person in the entire world that, you know, has gotten separated.
Sounded legit, but this guy lies.
Honestly, I think it's legit. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know. It just
it's not
like
one of his, like, things that he would do, I don't think.
Doesn't sound like it either.
Go with his
it's hard
MO.
To tell.
He just sounded like a girl, you know. I don't know. In the old days, if something like this would have popped, he would have had his wife on the phone. He would have had his mom and dad on the phone, maybe even his kids. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's a new Howard. He just sounded like a girl. I'm wondering if he left her for Ralph.
Well, made me listen this morning.
But like I said, yeah, he should get separated every day for the rest of his career because it made me tune in today. I don't know. What do you think, Ant?
I don't think it's a hoax.
I don't think it's a
hoax.
I
think,
But with that said, and I think you were saying it earlier when we were in commercials, he's going to take advantage of this.
I think everything he said on the show today was pretty much crafted by a few publicity people. I think it's in his best interest with his female listeners to come across like, you know, hey, we still get along great. We're working this out or trying to. We're, you know, still talking to each other. We spent the weekend together. I think that is publicity agent talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just don't think it's in his best interest to show his sensitive side. That's not the reason we all, like, you know, grew up listening to him. And then at the end of the show, he had all his, like, cronies around, and they're all, like, feeling sorry for him. And he was loving every minute. He loves
how
people to feel
sorry.
They were all just talking, like, oh, God, how we all feel bad, and I don't know, everyone's talking about it and how it's going to affect the show and us and if you're going to be okay. And I don't know, man, you know, we're worried about you, you know. Secretly, we're all talking about it. We're real worried about you and stuff, you know. What are you worried about him? Well, I mean, it's just silly. Steve, what's up?
What's up, Dylan? I think Howard's leaving his wife to go with Jackie the Joke Man.
All right, Steve.
Don from Great Neck. Ease back on Howard, bros. Some of us love both shows.
That's
what do we do? We're talking
fine.
About the friggin' news story. Oh, we're not supposed to even talk about it? What are you, a jackass?
Bill, what's going on?
Guys, I love you, but it seems like you have no material today. You got to pick on the poor guy.
The poor guy? Come on.
He's right.
I think
we've had a lot of stuff on today.
The poor guy. Look, being Stern fans, you don't think after 20 years on the air, he hasn't picked on maybe a couple of people?
Oh, yes, but
when they're down?
Yeah, but the guy, you know, doing the right thing for his kids.
Oh, shut up.
Bill, you know something? I'll accept anything else today except the guy calling up and saying that you better be nice to Stern during his little low point in his life here. Screw you, man. If it was anyone else, he'd be right up there.
I know, but you got to feel a little bit for the guy.
No, I don't care.
He sounded like a girl this morning. Admit it. Most of us listened to him this morning. I don't like hearing the sensitive Howard. You know, he just sounded like a girl this morning. Anthony, Chris from New Jersey, making a pretty good point on the instant feedback.
Yeah.
I think that with age comes a loss of testosterone. First there was George Steinbrenner losing it and crying it after the World Series last year.
Yeah, we've seen that.
He used to be the tough Georgie, right?
Yeah, from the '70s, sure.
And now Stern.
Yeah.
Kind of getting a little soft this morning, a little more emotional, a little more sensitive. What's going on with all these tough guys? Chris from Jersey suggests that we start a new bit called Corky Stern instead of Corky Steinbrenner.
That's it. Why did you? She's separating me. Jackie, what do I do? Robin, you're the only bitch I can talk to now. Show me your cans. Tom Gisano, I love him. Please watch my TV show, please. What do I do?
Listen. Want us to bring in some lesbians so you can feel better?
Bring on the lesbos. You're on the air.
Yeah, me and my 19-year-old niece had a lesbian.
I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Howard, would you like us to bring in Boy Gary so you can make fun of him? And maybe that'll help you get out of this depression.
That poor man's been through enough. Leave him alone. I'm sorry about the horse tooth jackets. Listen.
So you're starting to appreciate the people that help your show, and Fred and Jackie. And
Ralph, you faggot.
It's the new Sensitive Howard.
Sensitive Howie.
Starting to appreciate the people that have helped you get to where you are. Yeah.
Don't get carried away.
Oh, okay. You don't wish Tom Chiusano would die anymore?
No, Tom. Oh, give me a hug. Howie needs a hug.
Will you be banging broads?
No.
To get over the loss of Allison?
Allison. Oh, John DiBella, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry what I did. Imus, I love you, Imus. Grease man, give me a kiss.
So you really want to make up with Imus now that you're more sensitive?
Man, cow, I need you.
The new sensitive Howard.
Very sensitive. Yeah.
That'll be okay. We'll cuddle you in the back after the show, okay?
Look, I'm sucking snot up this big schnoz.
Ted, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right.
I think you finally turned a tide. I think I'm going to begin to listen to a lot more than I did Howard because he's kind of run his course. I think after 15 or 20 years, it's a dead horse.
You're going to get Corky Stern, crying again here.
We all sit here yakking about how much Howard is hurt by this. Imagine being Allison Stern for 20 years. Oh, my God. Talk about like having a halo over your head, you know?
Jackie, give me a beer.
I understand you were not blessed, but I heard you let that little friend.
Even my post won't cure this one. Come back to me.
night.
This isn't funny. Robin, show me those big black cans. Oh, my God.
Time someone hates you on the show. Here they come.
What?
John, what's up?
Yeah, Opie?
Yeah.
Yo, how could you say that Howard was a pussy this morning?
He was, man.
Oh, dude, he's been married to that chick for 25 years. How could you talk on him like that?
25 years.
You guys are horrible, man. Anthony, I like to see you stay with your wife for 25 years.
I wasted 25 years. I could have been getting some great quim.
Oh, no. He ignored all that for so long. How could you bust on him like that?
Where's Billy West? I love you. Hey, he gave me this voice.
Thanks, man. I hope you bust your balls. All
John, thank you so much for supporting me. John, I love you.
Laura, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Why is everyone being so mean?
I know, they're being so mean to Howie. Please call and kiss me. Hug me, Howie needs your help.
You sound like a whining, flaming homo.
Howie needs your help. Hey, show me your cans, honey.
Okay.
Where's Pig Virus from NBC? I love you, too. Look, I can do a WNBC. WNBC.
F is so long, girl.
Hey, when does your CD come out over here, Anthony?
Wow, the sensitive Corky Stern.
The new sensitive Stern. Oh. We might pay for that one. But damn, was that funny.
Dudes with Tunes.
I think every time we open our mouths, we're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027. Opie. 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 Anthony. 1027. Opie and Anthony. 1027.
Hey, neighbor. My name is Henry Dickens, proud proprietor of Dickens Apple Farms, home of the best apple picking in town and some of the best apple cider this side of the Mississippi. Now, if you want to satisfy your thirst, then I don't recommend cola and I don't recommend lemonade. You should do what people been doing for the last 69 years, getting their dick inside.
Hi, this is Albert Bell from the Chicago White Sox. Many people know me as a big old a-hole because I like to pimp-slap a bitch. But the only thing better than pimp-slapping a hoe is getting my dick inside her. I think you know what I mean.
Thanks, Albert. You know, people come from miles around to get their dick inside her.
Hi, this is Ed Klee from Klee Motors. I'll never forget the best day of my life when I helped a woman find her clitoris. Then I had my dick inside her. What a day.
Just think, every morning you can wake up, roll over, and get your fresh dick inside her. Now I know what you're thinking. How can I get my dick inside her? Well, it's hard, but we do it all for you. Here to explain our patented process is head squeezer, Connie Lingus.
Well, first we take the apple and we ram it in the slot. Then we split the core, pushing the core in and out until the seeds explode from the tip. And next, we add the secret ingredient, the stem. Remember, you just can't get a good dick insider without a long, hard, firm stem.
That just goes to show you, there's nothing that can beat a dick insider. Try it by the gallon. Or if that's too cumbersome, for easier packing, try dick insider can. Or for picnics, try dick insider box. And don't forget, during those cold winter months, there's nothing better than a hot dick insider. People come from miles around to get their dick insider. Come visit us today on the Hershey Highway, right next to Cole and Cleaners. Get some today.
Opie and Anthony, 1027.
All righty, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show. Today's worst of, man, you guys are going to love me. A lot of requests for Jay Moore. That's coming up later on, probably around the 5 o'clock hour. We got some Broken Jaw, Louis Anderson on the way, Star Jones a little bit later, Dr. Smith from Lost in Space. Tons of stuff, plus some great bits in between the very few songs we are going to play. And Digging Deep from, like, almost, what, five, six months ago. The Spaz Radio audition tape. My God, you're going to pee your pants if you don't remember this, if you missed it, if you did hear it and remember it was kind of funny. No, you're going to pee your freaking pants. I just had to sit through a whole hour of that stuff. Holy crap. And that's coming from a lot of your suggestions, man. So keep those suggestions for the worst stuff coming. 212-757-1027. It's going to make you pee, some of the stuff that you're going to hear come out of this thing. It's really, really some funny stuff, including the whole giant mosquito thing. So listen up for that. That's coming up. I'm going to do that somewhere between 4 and 6 o'clock. It's going to just be like all three sections. It's just going to be huge. You're going to have a lot of fun listening to it, all right? There we go. Today's worst of, in a nutshell, any requests for it, 212-757-1027, or you can even fax them in at 212-957-WNEW. And the instant message is up and running, so if you got any ideas, let me know, all right?
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
All right, it's FM Talk at 1027. Talk you can't ignore. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Just a few moments away from watching John eat a few mouses, Anthony.
Live pinkies, little mice. I think we should also say the instant feedback, which has been down for quite a while, is back up and running again. So if you're sitting in front of your computer and anybody wants to comment about this via the instant feedback, you go to the website, go to our names, and you'll see where to instantly email us here at the studio.
TJ!
Yeah.
What's up?
At this point, I don't think someone can pay me to change the dial. And I can't wait to see the pictures at www.foundrymusic.com.
Too bad you slurred the foundry part. Thank you, TJ.
All right, Ant. You know, we could string this along for another hour, but it really would not be fair to our faithful listeners. How many votes did we get to save the mouse?
Well, we talked to three, maybe, two or three.
And how many to have him eat it?
Every single person on the screen wants him to eat it. and I could make a conscience vote and say, I vote no.
Oh. Puss. Peter.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
How are you?
All right. I think you should eat it. He's got to actually show you that he's chewing it and then open his mouth.
I swear I'm going to throw up. I swear to you, I am going to puke.
Peter, talk to Owen. He says don't do it. Hold on here. Owen, you're talking to Peter.
Yo, listen, I'm all for it. It's just that this sounds pretty serious. You guys are going to get thrown off the air for this or something. I don't know. I don't want to see that happen.
Nah,
I don't think any of your listeners want to see that happen. And I'm glued to my radio like everybody. But
I don't think we're going to get thrown off the radio. Maybe suspended for a long time, but we need a vacation anyway. John, what are you thinking?
All right, let's go.
I can't believe you.
There's five of them on the counter, Anthony.
I can't watch it so I can describe it.
He's got a beer.
How am I supposed to do that? Is he gonna chew?
Well, I'm gonna swallow the first one, and we'll progress from there. First one, I'm just gonna swallow.
All right, hold on. Warm up. Hold on.
Oh man.
All the girls are just. What's wrong? Grab a mic. What seems to be the problem? What? What happened? I thought we were all just kind of having fun here.
They're actually kind of cute.
They are cute, right?
Yeah. See, when you kind of look at them for a while, they kind of get little personalities, don't they?
What's the problem?
I don't want to think about their personalities.
Really?
Wrong.
Yeah.
They're all cuddled together. All they want to do is sleep.
They're all cuddled. They're keeping each other warm.
They could sleep in the duodenum.
Maria.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I will vomit so badly if I have to listen to this guy eat those things. Oh, God. I was listening yesterday when he got on and said he would do that. I almost got sick in the car.
But in all honesty, you can't turn the dial, right? You have to listen to this, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Maria.
Just warn me 2 minutes beforehand, and I will turn the radio off, and I might have to turn the radio off because I really think I would be sick as well.
I believe we've hit the point of no return. John is really psyched and ready to do this.
He's ready.
God, no. Just say, this is your 2 minute warning. He's going to start to eat the mice, so I can just print it off for that part of it.
All right. We're in the 2 minute warning.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, Maria.
Let me get off.
All right. Don't eat it yet, John. Like, you know, have it dangling over your mouth.
Oh, God, look.
Oh,
wait.
Don't eat it.
I can't watch this.
It's moving.
It's moving. Its legs are moving.
Oh, my God.
He just put it in his mouth. He's swallowing it and washed it down with a beer. It is done. He has swallowed a moving, living mouse. Holy. Oh, my God, no. Did you see the little feet poking out? They were sticking out in the leg like he was trying to walk.
The little pinky, he was trying to escape.
One
is his mom picking him up, moving him to a nest. All right, hold on.
Oh, God, I'm going to puke.
I believe the other four have realized that they're missing one of their brethren because now they're like, now they're moving around the counter like crazy trying to find the edge of the counter.
All right,
John, first of all, John, how did that feel?
It's a little strange thing.
Do you still kinda feel it?
When you put them in your mouth, they're trying to like climb back out.
Do you still feel anything moving inside you there?
No, only for the first like 10 seconds you feel a little scratching.
I'm going to puke. He swallowed that one whole. He held it by the tail over his mouth as its little pink legs were moving. And he put it in his mouth.
Little mouse like blood veins trying to
swallowed.
Pump blood.
And
Kenny.
Washed it.
Yo, guys.
Yeah.
This is really foul, man.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
Hold on before John moves on here. Paul, what's up?
Dude, I can tell how many people are listening to the radio because they're puking on their windshield. Oh, my God. That is so disgusting. Guys rule, man.
All right, wait till you see the pictures on the internet.
I can't wait. I'm going to go home on the computer and hit it right away.
It can take a couple hours, but all right?
Okay, man.
All right.
The image of the little struggling pinky over his mouth will stick with me for the rest of my life like the two little twin girls in The Shining.
All right.
I think that scene I just saw is now the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Chris, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm driving home from work, guys. I'm about to drive into a bridge embankment. You've got to be kidding me with this. I mean, really? Oh. This radio show, this is like a hole in the air.
Kristen, you know, we didn't even expect it. We were going to say on three, and all of a sudden he just went for it.
Oh, man.
All right.
You guys are in need of some profound help. You all got right. A great show, by the way.
All right, bye. All right. Why don't you put one on your tongue there, John? Ant's not even looking anymore. Oh, it's oh, turn around. Turn around. Turn around. No, no, stop it. God, he bit it. He bit it. Oh, God damn it. Come on, man. He bit it with his front teeth. He bit. The thing was crawling on his tongue. He thought it was a little mouse hole.
Look.
All right, the girls.
I gotta puke.
All right, wait. The girls are in shock. What's the problem?
No, it's revolting. It really is. That little poor mouse was trying to get out, and he bit. Oh. Oh. Please stop.
I'm speechless. Like, I don't know what to do.
John, I didn't expect that.
I don't know. In the cartoons, they always get away. Tom and Jerry, Speedy Gonzales, not here, Opie. He didn't get away. He was in his mouth. I thought maybe the little guy would pull out a stick of dynamite and blow his head off and run for the mouse hole in the wall. But no, he chomped down.
He chomped
Holy
it in half.
Smoke, man.
James.
Yes.
You think this is ridiculous?
Yes, I do. This is ridiculous.
All right.
This is insane. I don't think this should be on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is this, our GM?
Francesca.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. Before I go to school, after work, I go to the drive-thru to get my dinner, and I was on drive-thru. I ordered, and I was just about to the pay window, and as soon as the guy ate the mouse, I just took off.
Oh, really?
I just took off. Didn't pay for it. Didn't pick up anything.
This is the new Opie and Anthony diet.
Oh, my God. It'll work. Believe me, it'll work.
All right, Francesca. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Chris.
This is the most disturbing day in the history of radio. Scott Muni is totally in his grave right now. The guy ain't even dead yet.
Well, yeah, that pretty much sums it up, Chris. And we are considered a comedy show.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. You guys are the best. You guys are a big hairy puppy. So I love you.
All right, thanks. Well, we're ready for the grand finale, John. Whatever you want to do. You got three left.
Oh, no.
Why don't you hold all three up to the camera?
Oh,
all three. Nice big smile. We're going to try to get these on the unofficial website ASAP.
Felicia's got a problem on line 10, Opie.
Oh, you guys. I can't believe you actually let him do that. I don't know. I'm disappointed. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you guys ever since you've been on the air.
Yeah.
Can we make it up to you? You want to stay on the line while John does one more here?
No. Please.
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay, he's going listen. For a double.
Oh, he's got two. Double. He's got two.
You better hang up, please.
Oh, he's been chewing him up. Oh, he's chewing him up. He's chewing him up.
Right on the phone. He's doing it right on the phone. No. I can't believe this.
Bill, get him a guard, Bill. That didn't go down well.
Anthony.
Oh, my God.
And you guys are just doing this because I called up. Now, wait a minute.
Look, I'm
Anthony.
Feeling a little faint. Oh,
Anthony,
you look pale.
I thought I knew you better.
Felicia, yes.
Okay.
All right, there's enough vomit in here. There's enough tonight. I gotta go home. I just gotta get out of here.
All right, that was really tough to see at the end there. Three at one time. Ladies, what do you think? Any comments?
At least they're out of their misery now, and I hope his is starting. I really hope you're getting a stomach ache for this.
I feel pretty good.
When you put the three in your mouth there, your whole face changed. Did you get a picture of that?
Yeah, that looked really bad.
For a second, you thought you were going to have a serious problem.
Yeah, they all kind of ran in different directions.
Oh, their little pink body's trying to dodge his molars. Oh.
Bill.
Yeah, man, two things real quick. First of all, this is why you guys are never going to get syndicated. You know, only New Yorkers can handle this stuff. For a little while, you know?
You know, if that's okay, then we'll never be syndicated. This is the type of stuff that you just got to do every once in a while. All right, Bill.
Take care, guys. Love
bye.
The show.
All right, bye. Well, Ann, I guess John's segment is done. Let's hear it for John.
Bravo. Thank you.
Not an enthusiastic applause by any means there.
Well, I'm still a little weak.
Opie, you're a sick ass man.
Anthony.
You're not a jackass. You're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027.
Bill, what's the problem?
I wanted to get the email address of the general manager.
Are you like the idiot that just wrote that email that we just read?
Yeah. Well, see, there's no talking to people like you.
Oh, I see.
I mean,
right? Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, of course. I mean, you guys, you know, you're so demented that you don't see any harm in doing this or promoting it. I can't believe that you guys would actually not only allow this guy to do that on air, but also promote it.
Yeah.
And then these sick losers listening to your radio station who are actually cheering you guys on.
Bill, are you like a vegetarian and everything?
Yes, I am, actually.
So, do you use any products from animals?
No, I don't.
No leather or anything?
I'm vegan, no.
Okay. No, I'm just getting a little feel of what you're all about there, Phil.
But wait a second. Even if I'm not saying I'm against people eating animal flesh. If they're meat eaters, that's it. You know, I can't say anything about that.
John likes mice. What can I tell you?
But you know... Yeah. Okay, whatever. Well, you know, he's not doing it for that. You guys are just doing it for ratings. Is that right?
If this guy comes up with the idea that he wants to eat mice to win a trip to Hawaii, who are we to say no?
Just think of it this way. If it was somebody that you guys loved... seriously. If it happened, it's somebody that you guys loved, would you be promoting it?
You can't equate somebody you love with a little mouse.
No.
I understand it is an animal, but you cannot put it on the same level as somebody you love being tortured and some guy eating a mouse. So.
Wait a second. No, actually you can. If you're an animal lover, you can.
So you love animals with the same passion that you love your family? Is that what you're saying? Phil, that's a little sick.
No, it's...
I can understand your pets and everything, but every living creature on the face of this earth, if somebody's ready to step on a mite, would you get upset like your grandma's getting gangbanged in prison or something?
No, I think that's taking out of proportion.
Well, you're...
Not really.
This is what you were telling me.
This is your logic.
No, my logic is... If it
will you go out and save subway rats?
Probably not.
Why not? Why not? Why not? There are people out there that love subway rats.
Okay, if people were killing them just for the joy of it, then yeah, I would.
Like sitting on the platform plinking them with 22s or something.
Yeah.
For sport.
If it was for sport, or not even for sport, because people are so demented they think it's okay. But if they were doing it just out of cruelty because they want to see another living thing die, then I do think
guy did get some nutritional value out of the mice. Whether that's what he was going for in the first place, he did consume them.
Okay, but did he kill them first?
Does the boa constrictor kill them?
Does the boa constrictor have any other way to survive?
Actually, they do. They kind of squish them first with their little body and then
swallow them whole. Yeah, but the boa constrictor needs to eat those things to live.
Well,
this guy...
Wait, you didn't meet John. He needs these things to live.
Well, then I have no pity then what happens to this guy.
Hey, Phil, I beg you to contact all the groups out there. You'll just make us bigger.
Yeah, but that's just it. All of these groups, of course, it's going to make it just... It's going to make it glamorous, and everyone's going to think, wow, this is cool. Let me listen to the show. But I'm sure not the advertisers, because advertisers are a little different. The advertisers don't want negative publicity.
You scare us.
You know what? You guys are right.
Why don't you talk?
I'm an animal fan.
All right, listen, Phil, I'm going to give you a break here. I'm going to put you on the line with Todd, who agrees with your stance. Let's see if you guys can hammer this out. Todd?
I want to know. Phil, are you gay?
Yeah, actually, I am. What difference does that have to make with an animal being killed?
Now I understand why there's a difference.
You're a very sensitive guy.
No, I understand why he's so pissed off because he's gay, Anthony.
Why?
He wanted to, you know, shove the mice up his...
Opie! I think that's an inappropriate remark, Opie.
I didn't say where the mice, you know, he wanted to shove the mice up. You didn't even let me finish it, Anthony.
Well, I personally want to apologize for Opie's rude statement about sticking mice up your keister.
He's a little more compassionate because, you know, he feels a bond with the mice.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're not a meat eater?
No.
Oh, yes, you are.
You eat toothpick with vein?
Okay, yeah, I do, but I don't ingest it.
I don't know that.
Cruelty to penis. Well, you have a different view on animals on this planet than some other people do, Phil. Some people see them as a lower life form. We're the top of the food chain to be used as we wish here on this planet for as long as we're here. You see them as cousins and grandmothers.
And butt toys.
Playmates.
I'm trying to carry on a conversation with
Phil. So am I.
Opie's doing butt jokes, Phil.
Yeah. John.
What about that?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Phil, mind your own business.
Oh, why don't you shut up, you fat
f***? Oh, that's what I am. That's what I...
Mousy dotes and dotesy dotes. You little lambsy divey.
Are you
actually telling me you have more people on air right now or more people that are supporting what you're doing?
Yeah.
You'll get a grip.
What's your problem?
Oh, my God.
You don't like to change the station.
Stores and be like the Pied Piper and lead them to freedom.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I'll free you.
I'm not in the same category. Yeah, but let me tell you. All right?
Come, little mice friend. Come to freedom. I am the Pied Piper. Mice, follow me. Follow me, mice. I'm the Pied Piper.
Has Phil walked in down Christopher Street saving all the mice from his fellow gay brothers?
Let me,
Tony, what do you have for Phil?
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to shut this guy up. He's just ridiculous. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have any idea what a jackass you're making out of yourself?
Yeah, to people like you, so it doesn't count.
Oh,
I don't care.
Just look,
you think I care?
Oh, my God.
Like
look,
you guys,
you've got to be the most ridiculous person I've ever heard in my life.
No. I'm not the only
look,
one.
If you don't like it, just
way.
Change the station, you flaming retard. Jesus Christ.
You know, Phil, sperm cells are living creatures. Enough said. Enough said.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you ingest enough of them yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you talk to John, the guy that ate the mice, Phil?
Well, I just want to know why he did it. You did this just for the tickets?
For a trip to Hawaii to meet ONA, yeah.
And you have no remorse whatsoever, do you?
No, I'll come in and eat another dozen. I don't care. They're feeder mice. That's what they're bred for. They're bred to be fed.
Okay. What else would you eat?
Well, that's it. I don't know.
Would you?
Not you, Phil. Well,
John, I think that was a pickup line. Be careful.
Moby and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
102.7. Moby and Anthony.
You guys sometimes, piss me off, okay?
102.7.
All righty. You see, that's part of the deal, okay, is to piss people off. So remember, we've got some stuff coming up. It is the worst of Opie and Anthony. What do we have coming up? By request, I've seen a few times so far on the instant message. They want to hear some Broken Jaw. The JFK Jr. coverage in particular, that will definitely piss some people off. Louis Anderson making a return engagement, that will piss some people off. At least the fat people. Jay Moore is going to be stopping by. Marco, you better get your pants ready. Or at least a towel or something. We'll be replaying that plus a few more things with Jay. Fight Club, another edition of Fight Club coming up as well. Just a whole lot of stuff, including some old Bill. Bob Dole falling down, some Dirty Columbo. Lots of great stuff, including Dada Dave as well. So I've got a ton of great bits in store for today's Worst Of. Make sure you give a call, 212-757-1027, so we can get as many great things on for you today and tomorrow as well. Remember, the guys return Monday, January the 3rd, year 2000. Wow, wild. If you're leaving the area, whatever, Happy New Year. Let's return to the Worst Of Opie and Anthony.
Today, you're stuck with the Worst Of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
You've got to talk about Star Jones on the show, Anthony.
Oh.
Anthony saw The View, what, yesterday morning?
Yeah, yesterday, The View, Robert Walters' show.
Star Jones, I just cannot stand. Yesterday, they proudly display a copy of BBW magazine.
Now, we've learned about BBW on this show because of the famous Spaz who enjoys the BBWs.
Right. Big, beautiful women.
Women, right.
And just adorning the cover of BBW this month was Star Jones. And they're all just like, look how beautiful Star looks on the cover of BBW. Look, it doesn't she look gorgeous? And is anyone believing it?
All right.
And she's just, like I always said, laid out on this huge bed, wearing this big
moo-moo
looking thing. That's big black and white moo-moo thing.
The Mrs. Roper outfit, right?
Yeah. She looks like Shamu. It's this big black and white thing looking like Shamu. And everyone says she's beautiful. And it says, the diva for the year 2000. Well, you know something? If that's the diva for the year 2000, on New Year's Eve, right before the ball drops, drop a cinder block on my head. Because if that is what... Yes, we are communicating with Star... Oh, this means she's angry. Yes. See the way her back comes up out of the water? And then she rolls over and her fin slaps the water like that? Yes. You ever see Star eating?
No.
It's cool. She takes the seal and knocks it with her tail. They play with it for a while. You'll never know, too. The little seals are playing, and Star comes swimming right up on our huge belly and just grabs one and then slowly goes back. And then you could see her about 100 yards offshore batting it around with her huge tail and her fins. They don't know why she does that, but it's just part of the...
Because she's a diva, Anthony.
A diva. She's a D-soul. Far cry from a diva. Then she has a bet that she makes with somebody down in Texas about the Knicks-Spurs game.
Yeah.
If the Knicks lose, which they did, Star had to get on a horse and sing the Yellow Rose of Texas. What does it say here? Dressed as a cow. Oh, dressed in a cowgirl gear. Oh, sorry. I thought I would pick the one that would have been more appropriate.
You wouldn't know how to get dressed up. Yeah.
So she's dressed like a cowgirl on horseback.
Oh, man.
In Central Park. Where...
is PETA.
Is PETA, exactly. When someone the size of Star is on a horse, I'm sorry, that's got to hurt the horse's back. They can only take so much. Yes, I know, boy. It's okay, baby. Don't worry. Oh, look at him. His back looks like that sway back horse from the Little Rascal. When I was pulling a little fire truck and Stymie would make the boxing glove come out and punch the kid. Looks like that horse now. That's okay, boy. Oh, wait, that was Star.
No, this is Star.
Star horse. Oh, the poor guy. Star horse. Where is PETA? When she is getting up on a horse, that must have been something, too. I used to ride, you know? You got to kind of put your foot in the stirrup and whoosh, you swing yourself up. It's kind of cool, too. You kind of do the Clint Eastwood thing, you know? You grab the saddle horn, you just whoosh, you're right up on the back. That must have just been some view, watching her big fat ass trying to get up on a horse. Oh, yeah, right, grab a forklift. Or one of those things that they use to get a... the fat guy out of the house. Lower her onto the horse. Bill!
Yeah, are you talking about cat holes?
Yeah. What?
You're talking about bull rides. Cherry bumps.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're talking about cherry bumps.
We got the Cowardly Lion on the phone, everyone.
Oh, boys, I love hiney hole. I love it. I love those pictures on your website.
old, honey, old.
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
I don't know. Somebody gave me some amyl nitrate.
You are out there, man.
I'm sorry, boys. Well, sorry to disturb the show.
The freaks are coming out of the woodwork today.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Man.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Please say you're normal.
I'm very normal.
All right. What do you got for the show?
I don't know. I just have to laugh about your comments on Star Jones.
Why?
That cracks me up.
Oh, good.
She's nasty.
She thinks she's beautiful. That's a scary thought.
All you know, I have to say is she's a man, baby.
You know, I don't care. I really wouldn't care if she just looks like she does and does the show and everything's fine. But everyone's so full of crap. They all pump her up to this position where she's like this diva. Who appointed her diva? Who the hell did that? And they're all so politically correct on the little panel, all the rest of them, that they're all just, look how beautiful you look. You look beautiful, star. And she's like, damn right I do. And then they're all talking about their men and stuff. And she's like, well, I wouldn't put up with that. I'm Star Jones. I'm a lord. I wouldn't put up with that. I'm a diva.
I'd rather bang Barbara.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh. And what ain't? You have the chance to bang Star Jones or Barbara. What do you do?
Standard Barbara boffing or maybe...
What do you mean?
Barbara. Who's Barbara?
I don't know. Barbara Walters.
Would you do
Barbara?
I would bang.
I'd rather bang you down.
Maybe you down. Maybe
What's the situation?
All right. Star Jones or Barbara Walters. Who do you bet?
Do I get to do Barbara from behind?
We're gonna do it doggy style. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I must say I would have to go Barbara.
Barbara?
Yeah.
From behind.
Oh yeah.
Barbara?
Yeah, without a doubt.
The Star Jones is just nasty.
Oh, that's great. Harder. You're doing so well. This is wonderful. I would have to say Barbara.
Yeah.
Although, not Star. Anyone but Star.
Monique.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Monique? We love Monique.
I got the issue right in front of me.
The BBW with Star
and
Jones?
It is nasty because here in the article it says I change my wig every day depending upon my mood.
Yeah, she that's not her hair.
Yeah.
She wears these wigs, and then they showed her backstage once. They did this whole expose on The View backstage. She has freckles all over her face.
They
powder it all down.
Like RuPaul?
Yeah, just like RuPaul.
That's
I think it is RuPaul. She looks like RuPaul.
Her hair must stink under all that fake hair.
Oh, she's got a wig. Imagine that. Yeah, when my man comes home and whips my wig off.
I'm lucky. I
looks at my freckled ass face.
Day. Never mind a wig.
Rolls me over.
No, well, Monique, first of all, why are you getting the BBW magazine?
Well, Monique,
I'm a BBW.
A BBW.
Yeah,
office.
But why do you need to see other BBWs? You little lesbo action there?
No, not with nobody my size.
Well, do they have naked women in the BBW?
No, that's more in Bell.
Bell magazine,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they got more naked women in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel so bad because, see, in BBW, they show these women that have, like, they're big, but they don't have, like, no jelly rolls and no dips and dimples, you know. So I read it for the articles because can't afford the clothes anyway. But in Bell, they'll show the big women with the rolls and stuff, so I don't feel so bad.
Now, you've, of course, everybody knows, you've smuggled stuff into your man in jail in your most intimate of areas. What do you think Star Jones could smuggle into prison in her vagina? A Buick LeSabre? What do you think?
Man, that thing ain't been open in years.
Maybe
be able to get something under them wigs, though.
You gotta oil it up, dust it off, and creak that damn thing open.
I don't know. You can't get past the kneecaps. The eyes are too big.
I don't know. She just lays out there like, I don't know, and they all feed her.
400 pairs of shoes.
400 pairs of shoes, sure, they wear out when she walks on them. It's like, damn, these were high heels an hour ago. Now they're loafers. What happened? Where'd the heels go? Might as well make the soles out of pencil erasers.
Yeah, right?
How fast they're rubbing down when she walks in.
But I mean, all the wigs, don't she wash her hair? That's nasty.
I wash my hair. I put it in the washing machine and wash it.
She's got that bald-ass head.
What does she got? Like, what's under the wig? What's under the wig? Like a big baldy head?
Probably in a pantyhose net stocking.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
damn.
That's nothing. Diva.
That's what you want to do. Go to bed with the guy that looks like the ha 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 7-Up. Let him lie. Yeah, that's who you want to bed down with. Take your wig off there, star.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag.
Green Wreck Radio.
Ben Goldblum. This is sicker than Faces of Death.
And we're here.
Help me, William. Oh, dear.
Dr. Smith in the studio today.
Spare me the poisonous barbs, Opie. I would. And when I get home, sweet home. Oh, William, I'm a pedophile lost in space.
I was going to say that. You are a pedophile lost in space.
Yes.
What have you done to William?
Oh, dear. Take him into his little room and tuck him in for bed. No chicks for me.
No,
maybe
no.
Little Penny.
Yeah.
Little Penny.
Yeah, why didn't you go after Penny? He was the piece of ass.
That's what everyone would have expected.
Right.
That's what the Robinson family expected. They never thought I'd go after young William. No. And then Major West.
Yeah.
Major West screwing Judy. Fine piece of gas, but she's a girl. I like young boys like William.
Wow, this is an exclusive. Are you finally admitting this on our show today?
Yes.
Yeah?
Dr. Zachary Smith, pedophile!
Lost in space.
My schween is like the robot's arm. Warning, warning! Oh, dear. Help me! I have a robot in my pants!
You can't figure that out.
Help me! I want to go home. Sweet, sweet home. When I could coach a boys' soccer team or something. I'm getting tired of young William. The same little supple ass every night. Help me. Oh, dear. I'm always fouling things up at the hydroponic garden.
I was going to say, if you really wanted to go home, why are you always getting everyone in trouble?
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm a buffoon. A pedophile buffoon. Young William. Oh, dear. Looks like a plucked chicken, doesn't it?
Come on.
Take him off in that stupid little vehicle we drive in. Have a threesome with that pointy-eared monkey. Oh, dear. Help me. Help me. I want to go home.
Dr. Smith, everyone. To start off the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, boy.
Gotta love having a TV in the office.
Yeah.
Helps the show tremendously.
Did you see him?
I did see him, yes.
Dr. Smith, he had some fat opera star after him or something.
In a Viking outfit, right?
In a Viking outfit.
The best part was another stupid prop, though.
Yes, I had this wacky hatchet.
It was a wooden hatchet. You could tell it was wooden, and then they painted it like gold to make it look like some type of metal.
Oh, dear, not that much of a budget on that show. Help me, William.
What was he doing with that hatchet?
Nothing. I'm a big pussy.
Yeah, because
I'm such a pussy. I'm always hiding behind young William. Right behind him. Yes, very close. Yeah, very closely.
Why are you so close to the boy, Dr. Smith?
Yes, very close to the young boy. Very close.
Dr. Smith, my senses are reading. You're getting a boner.
Shut up, you clattering clunk of collagenous junk. Of course I have a boner.
Hey, Dr. Smith.
Look at the boy.
Is it true you're exploring black holes in space?
Yes, black holes. Yes, where's Gary Coleman? He at least looks like a young boy.
Pardon me. Dr. Zachary Smith would like a blow-up doll in the shape of an 8-year-old boy.
Yes, William. Something in a hairless model. Oh, dear.
Dr. Smith, you sick son of a bitch.
Yes, I like them like a plucked chicken.
Dr. Smith, you are a pervert.
Shut up, you bubble-headed booby.
Dr. Smith, remove yourself from that boy.
Shut up,
You cannot deny me the simple pleasures being lost in space. Ah, help me. I can at least get a little trim from a plucked chicken. It's the later episodes they're airing now. William was getting a little too old for me.
Yeah, what was...
reaching the age of 13 or so.
I was going to say, what was he, 10?
Why can't they just stay 8 years old? What a trusting family. Letting me take him out on an empty planet to do whatever I please. I can't say that, Rick. Shut up, you bubble-headed booby. At least we didn't have to deal with Spix.
Opie and Anthony.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore. Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
She's part girl, she's part boy. She's got parts everyone can enjoy. She's got more, she's got less. She's got her manhood tucked in her dress, yeah. Is she a mister or is she a miss? Does she stand up when she's taking a piss? She's my little girl, she's my little guy. When I try to please her, I get poked in the eye, yeah. She wears lace and she wears flannel. She watches football and the Lifetime Channel. What's that bulge under her nighty? It's just not hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite. Girls wear makeup, mine shaves her back. She is still beautiful, she is still fine. It's too bad her package is bigger than mine, yeah. She looks like Cher, but she's built like Sonny. She loves Brad Pitt and finds the Three Stooges funny. Who's that girl with the grip so mighty? Is my hermaphrodite, yeah. Hermaphrodite, hermaphrodite, hermaphrodite.
You gotta be kidding me.
That was great.
Sing the lynch, everyone.
You know, you don't write that without the experience.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show, and stupidity is what we have in store. Yeah, Spaz Radio coming up, starting later on this hour. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I swear to God, when you hear this, you will pee in your pants. If you're in your car, you might want to slow down when you hear certain parts so you don't drive off the road. All right. Also, Louis Anderson by request, Jay Moore by request, including his phone conversation with Marco. Just tons of stuff. All right. So if you've got any more suggestions, 212-757-1027. That is the phone number. Also, instant feedback is working, so I'm getting those as well. So everybody who's waiting for Broken Jaw, wait no longer as we return to the worst of Opie and Anthony.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
F you to all this news coverage of the JFK Jr. thing.
You've had it?
Totally had it. Enough already. You turn your TV on, boom. Hours of coverage now of the memorial service in New York, which has just screwed the roads up. Clinton comes here.
Everyone comes in, and the news is working it like it's the Oscars. Swear to God, I'm watching it because I couldn't get away from it.
It was on every channel.
Every channel.
Yeah.
Limo after limo is pulling up, and the people are talking like...
And here's Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger in a conservative suit walking his way up the stone stairs to the church.
Yeah.
And now here's Ted Kennedy getting out of his limo looking very somber.
No crap, he's looking somber. He's looked somber for a week now, and you've showed every single piece of it. I mean,
they should have had Joan Rivers out there on the carpet if they were like doing it like the Oscars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, William Kennedy Smith, look at him. Hey, rapist, come here. Where'd you get those shoes? Huh? Ted, what are you wearing? Look at you, you fat pig. Put down the Twinkie. I wouldn't be caught dead in a suit like that. Oh, maybe I should use that word here. What do you think, Melissa? Well, Mom, shut up, you skinny little leech.
They were treating it like the Oscars. Now, Anthony, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people taking this JFK Jr. thing very, very serious, okay?
Which is fine. I don't care how you feel about it.
Let me ask you one question, though.
Lord.
If he wasn't like a GQ type of guy,
yeah,
would there be as much
no
coverage?
No. If he was just some schlep who moped around New York, went to the same places, did the same thing.
But wasn't as handsome.
Right. The chicks didn't find him attractive. You wouldn't be seeing this. And don't lie to yourself and start bitching at me. You know it's the truth. If this got magazine editor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know our buddy Mark Golan?
Sure.
Works over at Details now.
Right.
You think if you look like Mark? Look, I like Mark. He's a great guy.
Mark's coming in soon. I can't wait to tell him what you said about him.
I'm just saying, if he looked like that, it wouldn't be making a big deal. If the whole couple, the three that were flying in the plane, him, his wife, and the other one, a bunch of fashion models flying across, crashing, you think it wouldn't be a big deal?
I have a better example. Donald Trump.
Right.
Pretty much just as famous as JFK Jr. in this town and across America.
Uh-huh.
If Donald Trump passed.
Yeah. This kind of outpouring.
Under the same circumstances.
Press coverage? No.
No.
Absolutely not. You're seeing this because he takes his shirt off and played football in Central Park and the girls were walking with crazy glue dripping. That's why you're seeing this.
Oh, wow.
You think the girls would be going up to that door and leaving flowers and picture after picture of them just weeping and weeping?
Don't forget the poems, Anthony. People writing poems.
Right, poems. If he looked like Michael Kennedy, right? If he would have gotten the chipmunk Kennedy look? As distinctly different Kennedy looks.
Yeah.
There's that chipmunk look, which, I don't know, the girls don't seem to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the John look, which just spurs a week's worth of coverage on memorial services.
Well, I imagine after today it's finally over.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think tomorrow we'll get,
it's been a week since John Kennedy Jr.'s plane was missing.
Oh, my mother calls me up. She doesn't call for anything that we do on this show.
And we've done some sick stuff. And she listens every day, right?
Pretty much.
She's listening right now, I'd imagine.
I would probably think.
Okay.
You know, the JFK Jr. stuff was a little much. I'm like, Ma, the show isn't for 60-year-old women, number one. And then she's all, you know, you're going to have to talk to your Aunt Fran because she's pissed at you, too, with the JFK things. You know, we liked him very much. And then she goes, and who couldn't? Because he was some hunk. Prove my point right there. I go, what did the guy do for you? Did he do anything for you? Memories of him saluting the coffin of his... please, if I see that picture one more time.
He had no idea what he was doing.
Look, he was a great guy. He lived his life here in New York, just like many of us do. They keep saying a regular guy. Went into the bars and actually drank and talked to people. All right. Any other regular guy dies, what happens?
Well, and you know what?
He'd still be down at the bottom of the ocean.
And you know when he saluted his dad during the you know, the funeral procession.
Oh, you think at three he thought that one up himself?
No, but they have footage of the Kennedy family on vacation.
Yeah.
Where Jacqueline was teaching John how to salute.
Of course.
So if you see the footage, you see her bend down and whisper, you know, salute.
Do the salute.
And he saluted. He had no idea what he was doing. He had no clue.
Didn't even remember it. But, I mean, the coverage and everything, a little bit of overkill here, people.
All right.
I'm tired of hearing the reasons why it is. They're all on the news. Tom Brokaw,
today is wonderful to see John F. Kennedy Jr. was a man who lived his life like many of us would have liked to live our lives. John, tonight on Nightline, 18 continuous hours of covers of John Kennedy with me, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We start with photos of John as a zygote in the womb of then First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. Here it is, the pictures of the JFK sperm as it swam up Jackie's crotch, fertilizing the egg that would later make John.
Well, how much more can they do, for God's sake?
Wow, you're
this is wonderful. Here's John attaching himself to the wall of the womb. We're going to do this a broadcast in real time, so in 9 months from now, I'll still be on the air. We'll do the delivery. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Here's a Jackie in labor. Look at John's head poking out. Already that full, thick head of hair of his popping out of her gash.
I'm getting really tired of it.
Wow.
We don't need more Tom talking, and it's all the same stuff.
Yep.
John Kennedy was assassinated. You see little John saluting the casket. Oh, that's the billionth time we've shown it today. World Pride. Here's John playing football in Central Park like a real human being.
Anthony, wow. What's up?
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
All right, go.
Hey. It's funny that Anthony's talking about that. I wanted to send an FU out to Tom Brokaw.
Oh.
I was listening to him the other day, and he says, JFK Jr. is playing on the way to Martha's Vineyard, where there's fine vineyards, people in white, lots of tennis courts. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because they have nothing left to say.
Exactly.
You know what? End your broadcast. There's nothing left to say.
Done.
Martha's Vineyard. Let's go back 10 billion years and talk about how Martha's Vineyard was formed. The glaciers pulled back north after the Ice Age, leaving deposits of soil, which later turned into the tragic location of John. Who is this Martha, and where is this vineyard? We'll be doing an exclusive report, me, Tom Brokaw, tonight on NBC Nightly News, about Martha and her vineyard, the place where John was trying to hide it.
Thanks, Anthony.
Oh. You guys are the greatest, man. Keep it up.
All right, man.
Later.
Bye.
I'm sorry for the people that are really touched by this and stuff. You know, it is a sad thing, but I've had it with the coverage. Let's move on.
Mr. Brokaw, do we have footage of John's first duty after he was born?
Yes, the potty training of a little John Kennedy. Here's a picture of his first dump, which I believe was cream corn or some type of spinach from the disgusted look on older Jack Kennedy's face. You may have seen that look later on during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But this one is because he smelled John's first crap that we have exclusive pictures of. Running down the beach. Here he is smelling a little flower that Jack gave him on the beach. Here they are on the rowboat again. Oh, we've shown that one 10,000 times. Ah, here's the Challenger explosion. Has nothing to do with John, but we just don't have any new footage of John. You showed it already.
Danny, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's just horrible how they overcover some of these deaths like they do with Diana. And, I mean, they keep saying all over the news how he said led such a quiet, graceful life.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't the media be quiet and graceful and shut up about it already?
Oh,
let the man die in peace.
That's the kicker, too.
It's lovely to see the Kennedys getting the privacy from the media that they've been at.
I've heard them say this!
You know, they've cordoned off the area around the church so no press could get in. But we have a satellite camera filming every step of everybody. You know, because we appreciate the privacy that they wanted.
They showed everything.
Camera in the coffin.
Very good, Danny.
All right.
Paul President and Charlie the Tuna taking a bite out of John's ass down there before they took him up.
I guarantee the news agencies did everything in their power to try to get a picture of JFK after they took him out of the water all bloated.
Of course.
It's probably gone rotten.com in no time.
You think?
They took pictures with that little robotic camera.
Yeah.
And we have them right here. Due to the graphic nature of these, we'll be giving you a warning. We are going now to the bathroom of the Kennedy compound where Al Roker will try to find any pubic hairs that might have fallen out of John John during him taking his last leak.
I mean, what are we looking for, people? The coverage has been the same crap rehashed 800 times.
Carolyn Kennedy, now all alone, the last remaining member of what was referred to as Camelot.
Play your Camelot one more time. Ugh.
Now, Katie Couric in the kitchen looking for scraps of food that John John may have salivated over before that tragic plane crash. I claim the life of him as piece-of-ass bride.
Wow. All right, we're off to a great start today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom Brokaw, for stopping by the radio show today.
You're welcome. Continuous coverage of the John John Memorial Services from now until the year 2010.
Could you do us a favor and stick around for the show today? We'll just pop in pop to you every once in a while.
Sure thing. I'll keep you updated. We ran out of footage, so I'll be making claymation characters to reenact what it would be like if John John was still here. Here he is. Wait. Okay, he's walking to work at George Magazine. Look. He's being a regular guy. I'm Brokaw, playing with a claymation figure of John John. Well, keep him away from the little airplane, people. Don't worry.
I don't think your mom's going to be talking to you for a while.
My mom could kiss my ass.
One must know evil before he can condemn it.
Opie.
One must see evil before he can denounce it.
Anthony.
Jesus, disgusting and offensive. Very, very cool.
FM. Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to,
Why are you on this line?
Well, I figured it was easier than getting out of my chair and coming down the hall.
Oh.
Just, wanted to make a request.
Yeah.
Maybe we could steer the show in a little different direction so that this doesn't get out of hand.
What's getting out of hand?
Well, I think we're going into the gay zone, and we all know where that leads. Wouldn't you agree?
Not really, but...
Pokey pokey in the butt?
No.
Licky licky?
That's fun stuff.
Yeah, it's fun, but you know what? It's going to get us in trouble. Just, you know, steer somewhere else. If you keep going this direction, it's going to be trouble. I'm just warning you. Not from me. I'm talking about outside. We've been down this road before.
The old dirt road.
Yeah. Just giving you a little heads up here.
All right.
Okay.
Head.
See you.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Going into the gay zone. We're going into the gay zone. Just wanted to, pokey pokey in the butt. Yeah. Pokey pokey in the butt.
Oh.
Gay zone. You know. Pokey pokey in the butt. Yeah. Pokey pokey in the butt.
Oh.
Licky licky. Licky licky. Lick lick licky.
The old dirt road.
Yeah. Licky licky.
The old dirt road.
Licky licky.
The old dirt road.
Pokey pokey in the butt.
Yeah.
Going into the gay zone.
Not really.
Pokey pokey in the butt. Yeah. Gaze, gaze,
gay dog. Pokey pokey in the butt. Pokey pokey in the butt. Licky 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 lick lick licky. Pokey pokey in the butt. Yeah. Licky licky. Yeah, it's fun. Licky licky. Yeah, it's fun. Pokey pokey in the butt.
Not really.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast.
1027. This program funded by the British Arts Foundation.
Hello and welcome to Fag Talk, the show where we talk about fags, or as they call them in America, cigarettes. We have Bob the Fagman with a very special box of very special fags today.
Yes, indeed, we have a big box of big fags. They call them cigars in America,
yes,
around the world, of course, but we like to call them big fat fags.
That's right. The nice thing about big fat fags is they're more specialised. You know,
right.
You don't just find them lying about wherever.
Right.
But you go to a special shop and they're all there. They all sort of hang out and all
kind of a fag shop.
Sort of like, right, there's like on display and you go through and you look and you smell and you taste and you see which fag you want.
Which fag is for you?
Which fits your nice, you know, rotting your mouth in a big way.
Right.
Or a smaller fag that might just slip right in your mouth.
Nice, yeah.
Right. Anyway, it's one. Wonderful, Bob. Again, this has been a tremendous and very educational
program. And that box of fags is for you.
Oh, no, I couldn't accept. Oh, look at those beautiful fags. We'll all share them after the show. Thank you so much, Bob, for being here. And join us again next time I'm here on Fag Talk.
What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble.
Opie and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Open Anthony Show. Doing the worst of for today. Tomorrow, the last worst of until the guys return live in studio on Monday, January the 3rd. God, I love that fag talk bit. We got to play more of those before the end of the week. Any requests for bits? 212-757-1027. Our own fag man, Spaz, is going to be featured in these next bits. He's also going to be working the phone, so ring him up. 212-757-1027. Instant feedback is working. Taking lots of requests for bits on that. Let's not delay it any longer. It's the first installment of Spaz Radio. Crank it up, check it out, especially if you've never heard this before. And if you're in your car, I hope you got airbags.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 1027.
It's Opie and Anthony, and in the studio we got Spaz, our buddy, our pal, who works on the radio show. He hasn't been on the radio in a couple weeks, thank God. But he's been busy screening the phone calls for the radio, and he does a great job. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
I think we could agree on that point. Well, Spaz gave me his radio audition tape as I was leaving the building yesterday.
Because I guess wasn't worthy enough to listen to it and offer up an opinion.
Right.
My total lack of radio experience that Spaz sees it. Yeah.
And, well, as
you know,
what?
Do you realize this is the number one radio market in the country?
Yes, I do.
Do you realize pretty much whether you like them, hate them, or what have you, anybody in a major market radio has enough experience to critique a college radio tape?
Yeah.
I'm almost insulted. If it wasn't coming from you, I would be insulted, but
all right, well,
I couldn't possibly be insulted.
I apologize.
All right, yeah. Well, that's okay, Spaz.
Once again, Anthony and I played the tape.
I look like you were in Iowa. I think I'm an intern at an Iowa radio station.
You can't take my tape.
So Anthony and I checked out the tape while we were stuck in traffic on the way in today, and you kept us very entertained. Usually we have major road rage, especially with the 59th Street Bridge being effed up like it is lately. Man. We were stuck in traffic. We didn't care because we were laughing so damn hard. That is
like
retards. That is a fact. People were looking at us like, what the hell are they listening to that they're laughing so hard?
We should have had hockey helmets on for what we looked like in that truck. Swear to God.
Well, Anthony, there's already people calling in because I told people to call up and comment about Spaz's radio audition tape.
Yeah.
We haven't even played any of it yet, and people are already calling in.
Well, I would love to know what someone would have to say before they hear it.
All right, Mike, what's going on?
Dude,
Yeah. You guys, I couldn't even imagine what you guys were like on the bridge. I mean, I just I call in all the time and I talk to him just on the phone.
Yeah.
I can imagine what these tapes are going to be like. If you don't mind, I want to hang on the air and just listen to this because this has got to be probably the funniest thing I'm ever going to hear in my entire life.
All right, I'll put you on hold and we'll go to you from time to time with your comments as well, okay?
Right on. Thanks,
Al. All right. Who else is... do we have someone screening the call?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Anthony.
All right.
So I guess we could get into Spaz's audition tape.
Well, let's get right into it.
This
tape was made when, Spaz?
Over the weekend?
Over the weekend.
Yeah,
over the weekend.
Because he's talking about some current events in this tape. He's talking about Khalid Muhammad's Million Youth March.
Yeah.
He's talking about the killer mosquito. He's...
Yeah, don't get confused. This isn't a tape from years ago or something at a college radio station or anything. This is... just this weekend.
Right. A couple days ago, he's talking about the Subway Series a little bit, kind of.
All
little
right.
Baseball talk.
I'm making a mad dog right now. You better watch it, Maggie.
And he's, he has some comments about Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Politics. Good.
Politics.
Well-rounded. Well-rounded.
And Jenna Reno out of nowhere.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to play the first break, Spaz.
All right.
This is you opening up your radio show, right?
Yes.
Okay, what were you trying to get across in your first break here?
I don't know.
We're just going to go through the process with you, that's all.
All right, I wanted to start off with a voiceover to show I could do a voiceover.
Okay.
Voiceover.
Intro to music, you know, and hype up the show, what you can expect in the hour coming up and everything like
that. Holy Jesus Christ. All right, so it's kind of like a radio tease, you know. I'm K-Dog. It's
By the way, his name is not Kevin or Spaz. On his radio show. It is?
K-Dog.
Okay.
K-Dog. Look how he says that with authority.
So over a long, I think it's a Metallica intro, you're going to tell everyone what they can expect on the K-Dog radio show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start here then.
Yeah, I'm kicking it off here at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here on this Friday, or Saturday, I'm sorry.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You didn't know what day you were on?
I screwed up. In the beginning, but I covered it very well in my next statement.
What, or Saturday, I'm sorry?
No, the next statement I said, I'm just trying to get into the weekend like everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So, you were a little confused what day it was, right?
Yeah.
No real big deal if you're trying to be on the radio.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm kicking it off here at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here on this Friday, or Saturday, I'm sorry. Just trying to
What was that?
Everybody else's...
What?
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
What?
It's like Friday or Saturday.
Do you hear that? What, he's got some kind of breathing thing
going? Dude, play that again.
All right, hold on. This could take forever today.
Yeah, I'm kicking it off here at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here on this Friday or Saturday. I'm sorry. Just trying to get into the weekend as everybody else is. But
what? What is that? You can't be snorting into the microphone like that.
It's phlegm. It's when I'm breathing through my mouth. That's the sound of me.
Well, you got to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
All right, so the K-Dog radio show has begun, Anthony.
Yeah, how would I know? Right. Mr. Inexperienced.
The K-Dog radio show has begun.
All right.
And so far, Spaz is not really sure what day it is. That's a good start, though, Spaz.
Sure.
All right.
But we're going to kick it off the little program here with a little bit of Metallica. And
he walks away from
the mic. A little bit here.
Good mic technique.
All right. Anyway, yeah, we're going to be getting into more of the music of Rob Zombie and Rammstein and other good stuff. We're going to be talking about some news going around. There's a killer mosquito going around in Queens right now. The Mets, the Yankees, getting to that Million Man Youth March. We'll see how it gets back to him.
Million Man Youth March?
What? Million Man Youth March? It's the Million Man March or the Million Youth March.
Never both. You can't be a man and a youth at the same time.
The Million Man Youth March.
I like that other part. I know, wait, I'm going back. To the comments about, like, riots or something. Hold on, here we go.
The Million Man Youth March. Let's see how good that goes. You see the riots right now. Anyway, as everybody fears for their life in Harlem.
Spaz is like bashing black people right off the bat. What's up with that?
I was trying to make
people are fearing for their lives.
You're wacky.
So they're fearing for their lives and they're like, what the hell, I might as well tune in the K-Dog radio show.
Yeah, you know, I figured that would be a good connection with the story into the show.
Alright, let me go back. What?
I didn't say anything.
All right, let's hear this again.
get into that Million Man Youth March. We'll see how good that goes. And you see the riots right now. Anyway, as everybody fears for their life in Harlem, listen for, contest and giveaways later on here at WSU's at 10 a.m. We got some t-shirts and other stuff like that. Anyway, let's just continue on to music. We're going to kick it off with Metallica, Fade to Black, here at WSUR 6 a.m. on College Radio, phone number 633-2369. Drop a free request, drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind. Welcome to the studio. K-Dog, 6 a.m.
All right, let's get some listener reaction on the instant feedback, LP. Greg from Jersey says, guys, this isn't even funny. It's just sad. And Ian from Syosset, please, I beg you, put the K-Dog to sleep.
What is your little catchphrase? Drop a dime?
I used to say, drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind.
Oh, that's cute. Do you know what a phone call costs these days?
I know, but, you know, it's just catchy, I thought.
Someone else has a little critique. I don't know how experienced this guy is in radio, but he's offering his critique. Rich from New York City, get the tissues out of your nose. You're not calling in sick to work.
Let's go to the phones real fast, Ant. Frank, what's up?
I'm going to drop a quarter. Oh, my God, I almost crashed. When is that Million Man Youth March? I felt K-Dog. I felt like a dog. My head was twisting when I hear a weird sound. What's going on?
We're going to teach Spaz or K-Dog a little bit about radio today.
It sounded like he was snoring. I almost fell asleep, too. If he wasn't laughing, I would have been asleep.
All right, Frank, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Can we go to some instant feedback real quick? Steve from the Foundry Music website.
Okay.
As you know, Steve, wanting to get into broadcasting, he's going to school right now.
Yeah.
He says, God damn, I've been busting my ass on a demo for the past month, so I'll sound perfect. And that's what Kevin hands in. Oh, my God, what a tragedy.
It's a rough draft.
Rough draft.
All right, calm down, everyone. Mike, what's up?
Hey, if you ask me, I think K-Dog is trying to audition to be Will Pentarvis on K-Rock or something, because he's horrible.
All right.
You, O&A, you guys suck, Spaz. You rusty trombone.
All right, thank you.
Later.
All right. So was that the end of your first break? You set up your radio show there, Spaz?
The first break, yes.
All right.
Mind you, this whole tape is a rough draft.
Okay.
Oh, rough draft.
By the way, I noticed throughout your radio audition that you were, like, recording your segues.
Yes.
Oof. Why?
Because I want
like one song would fade out, and then I guess he's trying to show a future boss that he's able to start another song as the other one's ending, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You don't need to put that on a tape.
I don't?
No, a monkey could do that.
Oh.
I mean, seriously. All right, should we move on with his audition tape?
Oh, of course.
All right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
All right, in all fairness for K-Dog, this is his second break of his radio audition tape, Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's coming out of Ugly Kid Joe's Neighbor, right?
Yes.
All right, so he figured he'd work the song title into his rap to start this break.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Here at,
Come on!
WSCR.
Wait a minute. You forget what radio station we're at?
Did you?
No, I just lost train of thought there for a second.
The train of thought derailed many miles back.
Wait, Spaz. All right, you start your radio show, and you're not really sure what day of the week it is, right?
Yes.
Okay, and now I'm hearing on this tape that you really weren't sure what radio station you were at.
Put a request, drop a dime.
Drop a dime.
What did that say it again?
Drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind.
All right, here he comes to start his second break with that neighbor thing. And listen closely. Spaz kind of forgot what radio station he's broadcasting for.
Drop a nickel, suck my pickle.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Here at WSGR.
Dude, it's like 4.5 seconds. I just timed it. It's like 4.5 seconds.
You didn't know your call letter?
Did you have to look up and read it from somewhere or what?
Is that manipulated?
That's not manipulated. Whoa. That's how you gave me the tape.
Serious?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Look.
Listen
for yourself. You don't know what radio station you're broadcasting on.
I almost said N-E-W.
Oh, he's dreaming now.
Jesus.
All right, listen.
You're at WIC.
It's like, you're at W-Y?
That whole
thing.
All right, so you had
it's the K-Dog, so he's growling. Oh, I get it now.
Holy jeez. All right, so you had a little trouble trying to remember what radio station you're at.
I guess
that happens with all the pros in the biz. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on with the second break here.
All right.
610 a.m. out of college radio, phone number 633-2369. That was Ugly Kid Joe with Neighbor. And before that, you heard Fear Factory with their new single, Cars. As well as we opened up the show with Metallica. Yes, there is none higher with Fade to Black. Anyway, we're going to be getting some more news later on too about that deadly mosquito going around in Queens.
What's the deadly mosquito? Is it like as big as Godzilla that's attacking people?
It killed a couple of people.
Aww. You make it sound like it's this huge, like 20-foot creature. Well, the deadly mosquito.
I'm trying to make the story so that people would listen to me.
So this is a radio tease. They're gonna have to tune in to make sure it's not a huge giant mosquito.
Yes, because I'm trying to give them a headline to capture my audience.
Oh, is that it? Like the tease?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, the instant feedback just going wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Paul from Morristown. He sounds like he smoked a dime bag before making the tape. Someone tells Spaz it's okay to go back listen to his tape before he hands it to anyone. Then he should ask himself if he would hire the person on the tape. Get Mr. Rogers off the friggin' air. Donald in the Bronx says, I'm going to drop a grenade. This is more painful than watching Ben Stiller get his schween caught in a zipper. Xavier,
yeah.
Good God in heaven, make this hurting stop. Make it stop. It burns my ears. Get this effing sorry ass off the air. Menon from Brooklyn, I'd rather wear a Cleveland steamer than hear the rest of this. Greg in Jersey, guys, please tell me that this is a bit and he didn't really do this on his own.
So the feedback's just pouring in. Billy, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
What's up? What is it, one giant mosquito?
That's what I was trying to tell him. That's
like Rodan flying around Queens somewhere? Yeah, it's doing a flyby, for God's sake.
The giant mosquito that's killing people in Queens. Come on.
Three people.
Hey, this is Don Imus. This is annoying me because I had Moby Worm, the giant worm. Remember that, baby? Hey, Spaz, am I experienced enough to critique your tape? Yeah.
Just wait when he tries to pronounce what the people are getting from the giant mosquito.
Spaz, I think you need a big fag cowboy hat like Don Imus. Now let's say it. WAMBC.
All right. So I guess Baz is teasing a new story to keep his listeners tuned, right, Anthony? I think so. So I guess he's gonna have commentary on the giant mosquito soon.
Me and Rick are gonna pee ourselves.
It gets much better.
Oh, I know.
Because this is Spaz's news break.
Hold on to your bladder, kids.
Okay, so there's a huge giant mosquito loose in Queens, and we continue the date now. Does it have, like, fangs and stuff, Spaz?
It's right in the story right now. It's a big giant mosquito.
All right, here we go. Let's
move on. Over LaGuardia.
Let's move on with the tape. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to Spaz's radio audition tape. Just wait till he talks about the Million Youth March.
If he said LaGuardia, we'd come out LaGuardia.
Let's do a little traffic report. Watch out for the traffic by LaGuardia Airport.
All right, here we go, Ant. Let's move on.
I'm not going to even get it to Hillary. I don't want to discuss that. can't give my views over the air because it's not meant for on the air. But, yeah.
All right, so you went from...
Okay, so this is like your current event.
What the hell is that?
This is your current event break, I'm assuming. You want to discuss the issues of the day, right?
Yeah.
So you're teasing the giant mosquito story that you're going to talk about a little later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But now you have some commentary about Hillary Clinton, but it's so outrageous you're not going to tell your listeners.
Yeah,
right?
Wait a minute. You had commentary on Hillary.
Yeah.
But it's not for the air.
Yeah, because I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. Say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say? Well, unless you were going to call her a cunt.
I don't...
I'm sorry.
All right, we had to dump out of the show.
No. Unless you were going to say something bad about her, bad language or anything, no. What were you going to say?
What were you going to say about Hillary? You got some obvious strong views on Hillary.
Yeah, I was going to say is that she's a carpet muncher and she shouldn't be in New York because she doesn't know anything about it.
Whoa!
Oh, carpet muncher!
Let's just
K-Dog's train wreck.
So you're pretty much telling people that she's a lesbian.
Well, yeah, because she's a butch. She's been the president for the past two terms. She wore the pants in the family.
Jesus Christ! Well, all right. So and I guess what I'm getting from K-Dog's radio audition tape, there's a killer mosquito loose in Queens, and Hillary Clinton is a carpet muncher, right? God damn, I would listen to this every day. I swear
and
to God.
I swear to you.
If this was on every day, I would listen. K-Rock ought to hire you. I swear I would listen every day.
You're definitely better than Stuttering John.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Not saying much, but...
Okay, so, giant mosquito, Hillary Clinton is a carpet muncher.
All right.
Let's continue.
Not a carpet bagger. Right. No. He's getting away from politics.
All right, wait. Hold on, I got to go to the phones really fast. Chris, what's up?
I can do better than that, and I'm not in radio, and that's a challenge.
All right, Chris, thank you. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey,
listen,
hey.
I tell you what, I just about peed myself sitting here for the last 10 minutes on the line. I gotta tell you, Anthony, I can understand why he didn't give you the tape to critique. You know, K-Dog's vast experience in the music industry has led him to where we're at right now. And I can just imagine where where his career is headed to. He's going to be beyond what you guys even imagine.
All right, Mike.
Take care, fellas.
All right, Jesus. Can we have some more... some more emails coming in. They're just coming in like crazy.
All right, go ahead, Ant.
Johnny thinks K-Dog should spend more time licking his things. good God in heaven, Spaz shouldn't even do commentary for the Special Olympics. Joe Lyons from Comedy Central checking in. The Grease Man isn't as racist as Spaz.
That's right. He had a comment about the Million Man Youth March.
The Million Man Youth March.
Yeah.
Johnny from Brooklyn. What's wrong with Spaz? His mother must have dropped him as a baby. Corey, does Spaz have the ability to speak in complete sentences or have a complete thought? What a tool. And Rich, neither is K-Dog meant to be on the air. Maybe in the air when he jumps to his death after this critique. So people just checking in like crazy. K-Dog.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in once again, we're listening to Spaz, a.k.a. K-Dog's radio audition tape, Anthony.
Bad dog and a K-Dog. K-Dog.
Spaz handing me the audition tape on the way home last night.
Oh.
All right, so I guess we're in the middle of Spaz's current events break, Anthony.
Right. Giant mosquito, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, we just found out that Hillary Clinton is a carpet muncher.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to go back now to Spaz Radio?
Spaz Radio. From the top of the Spaz building.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dan Areno getting some heat about the, the thing in Waco.
Yeah, that thing. That little distraction
a couple years ago. You also got some news on the,
You bring up Dan Areno, but you don't even...
Did you elaborate?
No, elaborate on your thought? Hold on, I got to go back again.
That thing in Waco.
Yeah. Everybody knows what that was about.
Catching some heat. Why is she catching heat? What new developments have we found out about what happened at Waco 2 years ago? Or
however many years ago it was?
It was an error in my judgment to not speak about that.
Well, yeah. Do you have any thoughts on Janet Reno and Waco, Texas, Spaz?
None at this moment, but I will get back to you.
Do you think the government's holding information from us?
No, but I just think that Reno probably is getting a bad rap because I know how it feels.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because I know how it feels, you know, when...
All right, let him finish his thought. Okay, he's got some...
finish his thought, come on. It's only a four-hour show.
Because I know how it feels when your own personnel and your own officers don't help you out. They're like going against you.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. All right, so, and here's Spaz talking about Jan Reno, but he just decided to, like Hillary, he just wouldn't talk about it.
Jan Reno getting some heat about the, you know, the thing in Waco a couple of years ago. You also got some news on the Mets and Yankees and other such good stuff. The Million Man News March. Give my commentary on that pretty soon. Anyway, you were listening to K-Dog here at WICR, and we're going to be getting back to more music and... Give it in about a little bit. But first, we're going to get into a couple commercials, and then we'll be right back with some more tunes. I believe we can kick it off with some Judas Priest. But so stay tuned. Stay in there. Any requests, 633-2269. This is K-Dog in WYCR 610
AM. So he's teasing the Million Man Youth
March.
He's going to have some comments
about it.
I'm assuming this is going to be the bit of the day. You've been pushing it so much. There's got to be some brilliant stuff, Spaz.
I believe I did give good commentary. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. We're finished with the second break from the K-Dog radio audition tape, Anthony.
Covered a lot of current events there.
Yeah. The people on Instant Feedback are great, man. Yeah. Lawrence, Brooklyn, give him the overnights. The way overnight. Marconi checking in. I wish I never invented radio. Another guy from Brooklyn saying pathetic, just pathetic. And Chris from Englewood. Call the dog catcher on K-Dog and stuff a bone up his ass.
Well,
let's go to the phones real fast. Craig, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Listen, I got one question.
Yeah.
The K and K-Dog.
Yeah.
Is that short for Corky?
Thank you, Craig.
Totally out of control. You guys suck.
All right, bye. Rooney, New York City. Waco is a current event. In other news, Hitler, catching some heat over that Holocaust thing. John, what's up?
Guys, this has got to be a skit, right?
I swear to God.
No way. I used to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know you guys picked on him too much. Spaz, you're an idiot.
I am going to be hacking up phlegm from
Lamb
and
so on. Gotta be real, guys.
I swear it is, John. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's a rough draft.
Well, we understand that, Spaz. That's why you came to us. And we're gonna help you out with your next tape, all right?
Okay.
Tony from Milford. My wife is an Iona graduate. She just threw away her diploma. Thank you for proving Westchester Community College to be the premier higher learning institute.
God, the listeners are great, man.
All right. I shouldn't be allowed to own a radio. Tim, you've been waiting a while. What's up?
Oh, guys, let me tell you. Yeah. This has been worth the half hour.
Oh, cool.
Spaz.
Yeah.
I always used to call you Kevin. When you pick up the phone, now you're effing Spaz. You know what he sounds like?
Huh.
You take a 45
and
you put it on 33 and a third. Hi, guys. Like the mad scientist in the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Like the ether.
Hello, yeah. Rabbit.
Let me tell you, Spaz, as a college graduate, oh, Jesus Christ. God help my son.
All right, Tim.
Later,
you.
Guys.
Bye. The right. President of Iona College just threw himself on the tracks of Metro North and put Spaz in a traffic copter and shoot it down. And I hate to say this, but we definitely got to take another break.
Oh.
We've been talking for like a half hour. We got the second. Wow. We got the second half of the Spaz radio audition tape.
I defy you to go anywhere.
Who the hell is going to change their dial at this point? Oh. On the way, his commentary on the Million Youth March
and the giant mosquito.
The giant mosquito. It's one giant mosquito killing people in Queens, according to Spaz.
Yeah.
And he's got some tips on how to prevent getting bit by the giant mosquito.
Oh, there he is. There he is in Astoria. Wow. Just trudging up the Van Wyck. I gotta take a leak. I can't handle this, man.
Alright, listen. We gotta blow out some commercials. Please stay right there. We'll get into the second half of K-Dog's audition tape to become a radio DJ. I swear to God, if there's program directors from other radio stations listening, you're crazy not to hire this guy.
I'll pick him up in a second.
Hire him, put him up against us, and see what happens. All right, Ant?
All right.
Please don't go anywhere. His commentary on the Million Man Youth March is priceless. And wait till you hear how he pronounces what you get from the giant mosquito. More to come with WNEW. Stay there. Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
Whatever. 102.7.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony. 102.7.
Alrighty. Spaz. You alright? I told you, man, Spaz Radio, it's not a show, it's a freaking event. We're going to continue on. We still got two more segments of Spaz Radio coming up. So sit back, relax, enjoy. If you're not going to be listening tomorrow, then I'll say a Happy New Year right now. And remember, the guys will be back fresh, ready to rock, come this Monday, January the 3rd. Alrighty? So without further delay, let's get back to Spaz Radio.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7.
It's Opie and Anthony, and Spaz is in the studio. We're back from the long commercial break. Thanks for hanging in there for us.
I had to run out of here and take the wins.
If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of listening to Spaz's radio audition tape. He gave us the tape on the way out last night.
Yeah.
Anthony and I, we decided, we were really scared to play it. We finally decided to play it when we were stuck in horrible traffic on the 59th Street Bridge today. We figured we needed a laugh, so we put in Spaz's audition tape.
I gotta say, thank God we were in traffic, that we weren't moving, because I swear I'd have been into the East River.
Yeah.
I'd have driven off the bridge.
Right. We were laughing so freaking hard, we forgot we were in traffic.
Should we maybe read a few emails commenting on K-Dog's audition tape open?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, Marianne, he sounds like Special K-Dog. let's see. Joe in Morristown. Please, oh, God, please don't let this moron breed. Terry, the emergency broadcast system is funnier than Spaz. Pete in Hicksville, call the cops on K-Dog so they could put him in the trunk of a car and die. Another one, Spaz is worse than the Grease Man. Matt in Ramsey, I guess doing a little imitation of K-Dog. Hey, this is Crap Dog. I'm an absolute idiot.
And Nat from Manhattan.
Yeah.
You should feed Spaz to the giant mosquito so it could suck the pus out of his head. I want to stop listening, yet I'm deeply compelled. I hope this doesn't cause a clot in my brain.
John checking in. Tell Ralph Mouth not to give up his gig at Arnold's.
Oh, man. And we're also getting some faxes in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Remember, when you're breathing, you got to go.
Spaz, Million Man Ute March? He sounds like Joe Pesci. Ute March. K-Dog has rabies. Does he lick his own you-know-what during the breaks? I bet he can't even get himself off in a closet.
Does he sniff the asses of his guests when they enter the studio? Thank you, Johnny. Tell Gay Dog to give it up from Big John.
Sean in Jersey, I think you finally found a worthy cause for all that muscular dystrophy money. We have to have a cure for whatever Spaz has before it spreads. He's sadder than any drooling kid in a wheelchair any day. Well, Spaz people commenting, but of course they're not experienced
in
radio.
They really don't know what they're talking about, Spaz. So, they're just listeners.
Yeah, take that for what it's worth.
Right. Rick, what's up?
Hey, you guys better not let Dave Herman or Gary hear this tape, because you guys will be losing your jobs real quick.
Oh, we know that.
And you should just tell Kevin he should go out the cops with a hammer in the near future. Thanks a lot. You guys suck.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Later.
All right, bye. Wiggler. Wiggler.
Yeah, guys. How's it going?
All right, what's up?
He has got to change from K-Dog to K-Rap. That's just horrible crap right there.
All right, K-Rap.
I tell you that the Budweiser ferret is more articulate than Spaz. Horrible.
Thank you, bud.
You suck at especially Spaz.
All right, bye. Steven, what's up?
Yo, Spaz, everybody's busting on him, but yo, he's got balls. He's enjoying himself there.
There you go.
He really is good.
All right, good.
You know, I'd love to be in his shoes.
All right.
Ooh, hanging out with Spike, all them guys, you guys are the best.
We love Spaz. We're just giving him a little advice on his radio audition tape today. Thank you, Steven.
Oh, no problem.
All right, man. One more call, and we'll get back to the audition tape. James, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say, he should either stick to changing tampons or doing gay plants or something, but just get him off the radio. What is up with that?
Well, he's learning.
Mm-hmm. He's learning. He's horrible.
All right, James.
Spaz dog. So what's K dog? Spaz dog sounds better.
All right, cool.
Later.
Thank you. All right, are we ready to get back to the tape, Ant?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, I want to refresh everyone's memory in case we're getting a bunch of new people checking out the show today. We are listening to Spaz, a.k.a. K-Dog.
That's his on-air name.
It's his audition radio tape. And so far we learned on this tape that there's a giant mosquito killing people in Queens.
Mosquito in Queens. Oh, yeah, Don Imus.
We also learned that Hillary Clinton is a carpet muncher.
Yeah, I've heard in the news that she's a carpet bagger.
Yeah.
But, hey, carpet muncher, why not?
He had some comment about Jan Arino, but we're not really sure what it was. And he's got, I guess the bit of the day is he's going to have some incredible commentary on the Million Man Youth March.
Million Man Youth March.
Million Man Youth March. But he's convinced that everyone was rioting in Harlem as they were listening to his radio show. Did I summarize good enough, man?
Yeah, I think you did a great job.
Okay.
Please forgive me. Too much oxygen to my brain.
Okay.
From laughing too hard.
All right, so let's get back to the audition tape. This is break three. I think finally, are we going to listen to your commentary on the Million Youth March?
Yes.
Million Man Youth March?
Million Man Youth March.
Okay, let's get back to K-Dog.
Yeah, run for your lives.
Absolutely.
K-Dog. This is K-Dog here. Whoa.
All right, what happened there?
What happened there?
K-Dog?
Run for your lives, it's K-Dog.
I didn't know that the CD was going to continue. I didn't know... I don't know how to change the continuous single on that CD player.
How did you handle that? Let's hear how he handled that.
Oh, you want me to go back in?
All right.
I think he panicked.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go. All right, sorry about that. Here we go. Listen, he forgot to turn off the CD player.
Yeah, run for your lives. This is K-Dog here in WSBR. Whoa. This is K-Dog here in WSBR 6 a.m., and Jeff Flanagan will be running to the Continental Airlines Arena as he was the 10th caller and he won those Black Sab tickets.
So Black Sab, that's pretty hip.
Yeah.
All right, rock on, man. Black Sab.
So congratulations, Mr. Jeff Flanagan. All right, of dear old Iona. Anyway, let's get some news that's going around today here on a Saturday.
All right, here comes some more news.
All right. F-Tom Brokaw. I mean, Spaz's news.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Damn, there's a guy on the line that says that he sees the giant mosquito. Oh, he hung up, but maybe he had a run from the giant mosquito, and
he'll call back, I'm sure.
All right, here we go with K-Dog's audition tape.
In the weekend shift here, WSR 16 AM, phone number 623-2369.
Wait a minute. Drop it. Spaz. The K-Dog. Pardon me. Excuse me. No disrespect.
It's all right.
Shouldn't, if you're giving out, whether it be the calls of the station or the phone number, shouldn't you... be articulate? Shouldn't you let the people hear it? You're kind of rambling.
Hey, K-Dog, go into man 1125 Nathan.
Like, you can't even tell what that was. Play that little part back, and you can tell me if you can say what that is.
All right,
here we go.
Doing a weekend shift here, WSR 16 AM, phone number
633-2369. Like, everything just blends into a...
It's just because I'm used to saying it.
But hey, who am I?
Adam, what's up?
What's happening, guys?
Hey.
Well, I was wondering, I know where K-Dog got his name. You've been watching too much wrestling, Spaz. I was wondering where Conan from WCW went. I was wondering next if you're going to be using Spaz Hogan.
No.
Wait, you got your name from the next
wrestling guy?
Are you a K-Dog wannabe?
No, it's not that. He happens to have the same name. I just picked that name out of the blue because I had another name which I didn't particularly like, so
Macho Man was already taken.
No, I had another name, but I didn't want it anymore, so I chose that.
What,
name.
Howard Stern?
No. The name I had before K-Dog was Dr. K.
Dr. K.
Yeah.
That's
the doctor is in. Yeah, baby.
K-Dog.
And he's got your prescription.
The K-Dog, Jesse James.
Oh, you didn't know?
All right, hold on. John has a comment. John, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up? Listen, I just wanted to tell you, the tape would sound better if you played it backwards.
Demonic messages.
Thank you, John. All right, let's get back to the tape because this is another current events break.
All right.
Why are you turning so red over there, Spaz? You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
My head hurts.
All right, here we go.
Drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind. New Rochelle, New York.
Drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind.
I'm looking at here at the article, but the Million Man Youth March, and it's been a million.
Now, if you're looking at the article, can't you see it just says the Million Youth March?
There was the Million Man March, which was down in D.C.
Yeah.
And then there's the Million Youth March, which is up in Harlem.
Yeah.
See, if you're a man, you can't be a youth.
Right.
Or a ute.
So I said it
as
wrong.
You say.
Okay. Million Man Youth Woman March.
Do you name me?
All right, it happens. All right,
it happens time to time.
Million
again.
Man Youth March, and there's been a million prayers being said for peace as Muhammad Khalid will be marching.
Oh, no.
Marching.
Wait. You could say Muhammad, comma, Khalid, or his name, Khalid Muhammad.
Oh.
See, you kind of got his name backwards there, Dog K.
My apologies to Mr. Muhammad.
All right, so you're really not sure what his name is, right?
I did read the article before I did this.
Well,
bro.
Didn't you see his name?
Yeah, I thought I read it as Muhammad.
What, do you have a listexia?
There might have been a comma there, I just didn't see it.
All right, let's go.
I don't think so in the newspaper.
All right, let's move on. This is his commentary about the Million Man Youth March.
Read it in a minute. As Muhammad Khalid will be marching, actually he's marching right around now. And last year was only about 6,000 marchers. This year, it's going to be, well, according to him, slightly more. He was went through two courts, actually, to get this okayed as the city tried to shut the rally down because of Khalid's racist remarks. In my opinion, I think that it shouldn't happen, but my opinion doesn't apparently count. I'm just one of the masses here in the city of New York.
Masses?
So why don't you think the Million Man Youth March shouldn't take place?
Yeah.
Because the guy is a racist joke. Why should people follow his message?
You mean racist? Like, did he say anything like there'd be rioting up in Harlem?
No, it's just that... All right.
So. Yeah, I have to agree with him. The grease man likes the K-Dog. Yay. The color's a problem. Snarling's right, K-Dog. It's the grease man with the K-Dog. Wada doodle, yada deedle. What a doodle deedle do.
I'm not.
Yeah, we hate the colors, don't we, K-Dog? Yeah. It's KKK-Dog. Yeah. What a doodle. Look at his hood. What a dee. Snarling's bone dry. Yeah.
grease man with the KKK dog. Yeah. A lot of doodles. Yeah. Me and the KKK dog, we don't like the Jews either. Yeah. And the chinks. Yeah. A lot of doodles.
I am not racist.
So you don't agree with
him? Neither am I, yeah.
So you don't agree with Muhammad Khalid's message of hate or...
Hate and violence. I don't believe
hate and violence, okay.
All right.
All right.
That's good.
Okay, here we go.
Anyway, the march will be happening. And they need to find somebody. Yeah, we know.
Oh, my head.
And you got more instant feedback over there.
There we go.
Punch it up.
Holy Christ.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is priceless, man. Eric, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, listen, did WNEW hire Spaz strictly for entertainment purposes, or did they actually think that he could intern for this radio station? The only great justice that could be done is if the giant mosquito flies up his ass and explodes. He is absolutely horrible. I'm embarrassed to be a communications major listening to this, guys. I can't believe how bad this guy is.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much. You guys suck.
All right, bye.
Rob from Brooklyn checking in, Opie. In other news, the giant mosquito ate Muhammad Khalid while K-Dog made a mess on Hillary's munched carpet.
Kim, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you, I mean, I had more fun yesterday when you guys were making fun of Jerry Lewis and the organization. You know what I'm saying?
If you don't find this funny, then you really got to go find another radio station. Because
well,
this is top shelf stuff.
Top shelf. He's boring.
All right. Anyway, let's get back to the tape.
Chris, real quick,
yeah.
Saying, a Spaz really shines when he reads from the newspaper.
And I guess he breaks up his stories by using the term, anyway. Here we go.
Anyway, but yeah, the march will be happening. It is happening right about now. Wonder how it's going. And the police did promise to, be in less amount of force this year, basically. What it is that they're going to have 1,500 less officers there to close down the rally this year. There's going to be no riot gear, no helicopters swooping in to tear up the place, and
Well, the cops tore up the place last year.
Is that what they did?
You know,
might as well just tell the people that the cops are going to keep their fire hoses at home.
I was looking for a phrase to say, and that's the first thing that came to mind.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's basically it. So I hope the courts are happy, and it'll be their fault if something happens.
Yeah, that's what I say, yeah. It's bound to be bad if there's black people there. Yada doodle, the grease man here with the KKK dog.
So it's the court's fault?
Wow.
Are you an American?
Are you from this country?
I can't believe you're more offensive than the grease man.
Do you understand they do have the right to have this march?
Yes, but...
It is America. Most people don't agree that he had the march, but it's up to the courts to defend that.
Right.
Well, it's called freedom of speech, you idiot.
I know, but Giuliani fought it. All I'm saying is that if they promote hate and violence, and that's what happened last year, why would
I want to promote hate and violence. I don't want anyone else promoting it.
No, why would the court allow history to repeat itself?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. If it's brown, keep them down. Yeah. That's what the grease man says. And the KKK dog. Yeah.
All right, are we almost done with your commentary?
Bon-dry, yeah.
With Million Man Youth March Spaz.
That's the end of the... Now we go to the mosquito.
Oh, the giant mosquito.
Oh, we go to the giant mosquito.
Yeah.
Hold your hats, people.
That's just my opinion. If anybody wants to call me up at 633-2369 or refute his opinion, I'd be happy to
call you,
put you on the air.
I'm going to kick your right ass, mother. I'm going to kick your right ass.
I didn't mean it for all blacks. I just meant people who follow his message.
Oh, here he goes with his shovel, digging deeper.
All right, very good.
I mean, all blacks.
All right, we got
I'm
all
with a lot of.
We got to get
a lot of them.
I like those people.
I'm friends with those human beings.
Yeah, don't deny it.
How do I phrase it?
I'm not a racist, but
I'm not.
All right. I got a hint for you. Apology tour. Apology tour.
All right, let's move on with the giant mosquito, I believe, is next.
Anyway, what else is going on in Queens? It seems to be like, instead of the flu bug, we got a mosquito going around killing people.
Oh, giant mosquito seen crossing the Triborough Bridge. Whoa!
Giant mosquito. You're convinced it's one mosquito, and they're trying to find this one mosquito.
No, what I meant was there's a bunch of mosquitoes under one breed. So, giant mosquito breed.
What? Next thing you know, he's going to say there's a bunch of chinks running away.
Could you name all the different mosquito breeds?
Yeah.
I know I can look at pictures of them and
yeah, pictures are good.
I like at pictures.
Whoa.
He has the
going on in
centerfold. All right, listen.
Field and Stream.
All right, listen. This gets really good. I'm going to have to, let's let the tape ride.
All right.
Here we go.
Holy Christ.
The giant mosquito in Queens, killing people.
Anyway, what else is going on in Queens? It seems to be like, instead of the flu bug, we got a mosquito going around killing people. Apparently, it affects your immune system and your brain. It's called, I can't even pronounce this.
There it goes.
Encephalitis. Anyway, it's a mosquito.
Encephalitis.
I don't know.
Encephalitis.
It's Homer Simpson, everyone. Did you figure out how to say that word?
I couldn't pronounce it.
Try again.
I need the word in front of me to pronounce it.
All right, someone give him the word.
Oh, no,
I'm sure it's in the newspaper.
Dude, I was laughing so hard, I just started dry heaving.
Giant mosquito.
Are you?
Yeah.
Giant mosquito. Look for the giant mosquito story. Rick eagerly looking for the giant mosquito story.
I can't even pronounce his egg. Encephalitis. Anyway, it's a mosquito.
All right, I got it.
All right, you got the word in front of you.
All right, go ahead. Spaz has the word in front of him. Third death feared from?
Encephalitis.
That's my sister's name. Encephalitis, you get your ass over here. Your sister's spatula and labor is inside. Encephalitis.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
You know, I was driving home down the southern state, and, you know, I saw the big mosquito behind me. I got really scared. I sped up, but he came up alongside me, and he just wowed me. I couldn't believe it. He had a big KKK dog T-shirt on. I was trashed. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that'll shock you.
Thank you, Bill. All right.
Encephalitis.
All right, let's get back into the giant mosquito story.
And it inflames the outer layer of your brain.
That's what happens.
The mosquito's carrying. In severe cases, these are some of the symptoms you may get. Severe headaches, muscle aches, high fever, stiff neck, disorientation. Then you go into a coma, have a couple of tremors, a convulsion or two. Then you're in paralysis and then could die.
Coincidentally enough, the same thing that happens when listening to K-Dog. You sure you didn't get bit by this mosquito?
Scott Herman's in here, our boss. Scott, have you been listening to the audition tape of K-Dog?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're missing all the fun today.
Oh, can I hear it?
I'm a little scared to play it for you because we want our jobs. We don't want you taking K-Dog and putting him in our time slot.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. All right, let's get back to the tape.
That these are the symptoms that people infected have been showing. And so all throughout yesterday, residents of Queens were being sprayed with bug spray.
The residents are being sprayed.
What?
Wait, they're spraying like sumps and stagnant pools of water and brush, not the people.
Damn you! It's a madhouse!
So you think they're just running around with this spray and spraying people as they're going about their
super
business?
Super soakers full of DDT.
No, there were tables set up with like officers in like that, you know, outbreak suit, and they had to cut They had, like, Cutter and Off. They were just spraying people as they walked by the table. That's the picture I saw.
Oh, my God. If I just cracked his head open right now, would I be charged with anything? Or would it be a public service?
This is scary.
Frightening.
Hold on.
Let's get back to it.
And so all throughout yesterday, residents of Queens were being sprayed with bug spray. Now, actually, there are ways to prevent yourself from getting hit with this mosquito in Queens.
Hit with this mosquito? There, he tried to say, what's the word?
Encephalitis.
It's like you're from another country, you know?
I'm gonna pee myself, I swear to God.
Encephalitis, where's Bactine? Where's your sister Bactine?
It's still a giant mosquito at this point, Ant.
Yes.
One large giant mosquito.
Thank God they're spraying the residents of Queens.
Just walking around with bug spray.
Spraying the residents. In Queens, wear long sleeve shirts, long pants. Socks when outdoors. Use insect repellent that includes DEET, D-E-E-T. Avoid outdoor activity from dusk till dawn. Remove water from cars and jars because that's where mosquitoes lay their eggs and, you know, settled water. And check your home for tight-fitting screens and doors. Much like the rules of going out there in the summer, you know, don't wear heavy clothing, don't run 100-degree heat. Just common sense, people. Follow it.
Wait a minute. You're telling people to follow common sense.
Yeah. Yeah, do.
I am stupefied, man.
What?
It's common sense, people. Follow it.
Yes. All right. Let's move on here. People should know these things anyway, but of course we got morons on the TV and like me on the radio right now.
That's true.
Telling you all the preventing causes to do. Anyway, we're going to get right back to music. And we kick it off actually with a bit of Renz Rammstein.
Du hast.
Yeah. Anyway, we got some more news along the way. We're going to talk sports after this next song break. There's Du hast. They are WICR. We have to break new ground.
That was good. I hit the note. You know, I hit the post.
Right?
That's a nice segue from encephalitis, don't you think?
Encephalitis.
Ricky, what's going on?
Yo.
What's up?
Yeah, I just saw this giant mosquito. He made his way up to Harlem. He was giving Muhammad Khalid a rusty trombone, man. I tell you, it was the weirdest looking thing. You know, this guy's just a dope, man. Get him off. Actually, no, he's hysterical, man. This is great. Keep it up, guys.
All right, Ricky.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Patrick Mount Vernon saying, those infected can get a slight case of death.
Well, Aunt, we do have more.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more. Come on.
Do you want a few more?
Got to hear a little more.
We have a sports break.
Yes. Sports. Well, that's maybe where his strength comes in.
All right. We should take a break, Anthony. I'm sweating. I've been laughing so hard. I started dry heaving. I haven't laughed that hard in years, K-Dog. Thank you.
People saying, stop. I can't see. I'm laughing so hard. Please, please stop.
All right. I think we'll play one last bit of... K-Dog's radio audition tape after these. All right, Ant?
All right.
It's 102.7 WNEW.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Obi and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
The gun's for yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
Punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
102.7.
This program funded by the British Arts Foundation.
Hello, welcome to Fag Talk, the show where we talk about fags, or as they call them in America, cigarettes. Let's not waste any time. Let's bring out Bob the Fag Man. Bob, welcome to the show.
Another thing.
What's the topic today, Bob?
The topic is repairing a
torn or ripped fag.
Right. Now, a lot of people would just take the fag upon, you know, being torn, just toss it right in the rubbish, right?
Right. Terrible thing to do. You never want to waste a fag.
So what's the best method?
Well, for example, I've brought a fag with me today.
Right.
This is a perforated butt.
Right.
The fag's butthole is torn and you want to repair that. So what you want to do is you want to lick...
Mm-hmm.
And then pinch.
Right.
With your fingers.
So you get a lot of saliva around the butthole.
A lot of saliva.
Lick it and get it nice and wet.
And then you pinch.
You pinch together. It looks like a rather easy method.
Oh, it's very easy. And good enough to suck again.
Right. Bob, what a wonderful show. Thank you so much for the information. Thank you very much, Bob. Join us again next time right here on Fag Talk.
It's beyond moronic.
It's submoronic.
102.7. Alrighty, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show, doing the worst of today. We're almost done with today, but we still got some great stuff on the way, including some Jay Moore and Louis Anderson. We got one more section of Spaz Radio, and I gotta just read off a couple of the instant feedbacks, which are just freaking hilarious. Angelo from Yonkers says, K-Dog should be locked in a room with a Wolverine high on angel dust. Sweet Jesus, please kill him now and do us all a favor. Another one. Howie from Freehold, Spaz, two words for you. Special Olympics. Let's see, I think I got one more. I'll tell you what's on my... let's see, A-Dog. This is A-Dog from Yonkers. I'll tell you what's on my mind. Spaz should be dropped from the top of a 12-story building. Please kill him now. Everybody looking to put Spaz out of his misery, but, man, this is some funny stuff. I told you it was. And without further ado, let's get to the worst of Opie and Anthony, the third and final installment, thank God, of Spaz Radio. Check it out.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony and K-Dog in the studio.
We're thrilled to have K-Dog here with us. You might know him as Spaz. We've been going through his radio audition tape here.
Yeah.
And I just can't get enough. It's like an accident. It is like a damn car wreck. I can't get enough. The people just speaking out in droves here.
Yeah.
Opie, instant feedback. Joe from the Bronx. I guess has some advice for Spaz. Welcome to McDonald's. K-Dog here. Drop a dime. Let me know how I can help you.
Oh.
And Jimbo from Wisconsin, I'm going to stab myself in the ears with a sewing needle. And then somebody else, I guess, wondering what you meant about what breed of mosquito is spreading. What's the disease?
Let me get the word out. Encephalitis?
Oh, that was close.
Encephalitis?
There you go. You had it right the first time.
Encephalitis, lightest, whatever.
I said breed of mosquito?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? What breed of Down syndrome does he have? I have terminal depression, and I'm laughing my ass off. I feel better for myself because life could be worse. I could be Spaz. Jeremy.
Michael from Glendale, Queens on the instant feedback. My cab driver, Mohammed Mobik Jambu Minko Kertisman, didn't charge me for the ride because he was laughing so hard. He can't believe how bad K-Dog speaks.
Well, there you go.
All right.
K-Dog.
I think we got the last part of his audition tape here. Joe, what's going on real fast?
I got to tell you guys, listening to Spaz explain himself is even funnier than listening to the tape itself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Spaz, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot, bro.
Thank you.
No problem. No, thank you. This has to go on your greatest hits tape, guys.
Yeah, watch out for that giant mosquito if you're in Queens.
Oh, got him. Oh, definitely.
All right.
Got a big can of off.
All right, good. Thank you. All right, Ant. I think we're moving into a sports break here. He's coming out of music. He's excited. He's in the middle of his radio show. And here we go with K-Dog's radio audition tape.
Yeah. I am the super beast. K-Dog here in WSCR 670 AM on college radio. Phone number 633-CD69. A CD for compact disc. And 69 for someone's lucky number every 7 seconds, according to statistics.
What?
Oh, my God.
What were you trying to say there?
That's another catch coin phrase I had in college.
Ooh.
I said,
hey,
our last four.
Wait. All right, you have some of these wacky catchphrases. What's the first one when you want someone to call you at your radio show?
Drop a dime, let me know what's on your mind.
Okay, and what's your second one?
The other one is that the last four numbers of our station number is 2369. So I say a CD 69, a CD for compact disc 69 for someone's lucky number every 7 seconds, according to statistics.
Statistics.
I think you said statistics, but and what does that mean? That somebody's in a 69 every 23 seconds?
No. Every 7 seconds, someone is supposedly having sex.
So what does that have to do with 69?
69 is a sexual position.
Yeah, but does that mean that they're having a... Like, everybody having sex is doing a 69?
They could be, if they're lucky.
That's deep. Rob, what's up?
Yeah, I just spotted, that giant mosquito flying over Flushing. Hundreds of Japanese people are taking movies of it. In fact, here comes Mantra now. Mantra's doing some skyrise saying that Spaz is a jerk. Oh, and now here comes Godzilla. And spraying DDT out of his chest. I can't believe it. The people are going nuts.
Just find one of those men that is walking around spraying people with bug spray. You'll be okay.
Later.
Thanks, Rob. Holy cow. All right, let's go. We got to move on to other stuff on the show today. We've wasted an hour and a half on this already.
Statistics, I should say. Anyway, I keep forgetting to turn that off every time I played it on that CD. Station equipment, got to get it fixed. Anyway, looking at
the equipment.
And the Mets lost last night a heartbreaker in the 10th, 5-2 against the Rockies, as the bullpen just blew it. The Mets, actually, last month were in first place in the Eastern Division of the National League. But then that dwindled because Atlanta went on a 10-game win streak. Doesn't that blow? So then the Mets are stuck at 4.5.
That blows. I gotta give it to him. You gotta give the kid a lot of credit. He knows his sports. That blows. I say that all the time. Yeah, when my Giants lost, yeah, that blows. Mets lost a heartbreaker in the National League baseball thing on the planet Earth in our universe. Well, you gotta get the little details out. right here in the northern hemisphere of this great planet we call Earth and its solar system, right? Spinning around the sun, the Mets. Well, lost one.
Okay, Dog, I think you could team up with Mad Dog and you guys would have a great sports
show. Mad Dog and a gay dog. Gay dog and a mad dog. Yeah, gay dog, what do you think of the Yankees' chances here? Going all the way.
I don't like the Yankees.
Nah, I don't like them either. I like the Giants. Boy, you're stupid. I never knew there was somebody that couldn't speak speaks worse than me. I can't even say to our router. At least I can say encephalitis. Encephalitis. Right. Comes from a mosquito. A bunch of mosquitoes. Not a big giant mosquito, you fucking idiot. I get a gay dog. And now he's white from Toronto. Encephalitis. And am I making? I can't even speak. I can say it. The idiot's got the word spelled out right in front of him. One of the few diseases that are spelled phonetically. No wonder I got so far in radio. Mushmouth over here, they ain't got a gig in a business. They're probably some poor sap somewhere in the Midwest. Got a booming voice. Sounds like a testicle the size of hoppity hops. Could be doing voiceover, making millions of dollars, never got a chance to go on the radio. And we got a Swiss cheesehead. He's got a gig. He's got a gig, my gig. The Mets losing is a heartbreaker. This is a heartbreaker. I'm ready to quit the business. I'm going to become a speech therapist. Might as well, what the hell? If this tool can be a DJ, it's a bad buggy.
That's right, dog. I'm hanging out with the dogs, Mad Dog and Kate Dog.
Mad Dog and Kate Dog on the fan. Can you remember that, the fan? Hey, it's a Kate Dog on, hey, where the hell am I? Can you remember that, the fan? Hey, it's a Kate Dog on, hey, where the hell am I? Oh, yeah, the fan!
All right, we're in the middle of K-Dog's sports break here. Mad Dog.
What next, Martian soccer? What are you going to comment on? Something on his planet? Or your home planet of Tatooine? Wherever the hell you're from? You're a freaking alien. It's got to be. Can't be from Earth. Listen to him.
He's from the same planet that brings you the giant mosquito.
Giant mosquito! It's a big swarm of mosquitoes, you friggin' idiot! Making it sound like there's one mosquito with a derby and a cigar sticking out of his mouth. Rousted people for change!
That dog, would you like...
Him and his partner in Encephalitis, the black guy!
Mad Dog, would you like to hang for this sports
break? No, I would like to listen to his sports expertise.
All right, here we go. We got an expert in the studio to help you further along here, K-Dog, with your radio audition tape.
At the National League, but then that dwindled because Atlanta went a 10-game win streak. There's an F below. Some of the Mets are stuck at 4.5 games behind as they play the Rockies tonight, actually. Later going against Bohannon. And the Yankees lost, dropped one to the Angels 8-2. As Andy Pettit having a really tough season this year.
Captivating anyway, delivery.
Yankees, so I don't really give a rat's patoot.
He doesn't like the Yankees. He's telling everyone he doesn't like the Yankees, Anthony.
I despise them.
Well, that's his strategy. He figures he doesn't like the Yankees, so he's not going to let anybody hear about how the Yankees did, so we'll lull him all to sleep with his delivery.
But anyway, I hate the Yankees, so I don't really give a rat's patoot.
Patoot.
Against for the Yankees. But my picks are still the Mets to win the Eastern Division. For the Central, I would have to say Houston. And for the West, I'm going with Arizona. For the American League, I want Boston. It's not going to happen, but I'll pull for them anyway. Boston for the American League East.
Pull
for Cleveland to Central. And I'm pulling for Oakland for the West. And for the Wild Cards, to save National League, Cincinnati will get it. And I'm thinking that in the American League, I'm going to have to say Texas. So I'm going
right
with the top. Yankees and Braves are not going to make the pennant race. Calling an outside limb. I know people...
Calling an outside limb?
I accidentally used two phrases in the same juncture.
What were you trying to say? You're basically saying that the Yanks and Braves are not going to be in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I was going out on a limb.
Do you realize...
Going out on a limb and there's an outside chance?
Yes.
That's
what I was trying to say.
I thought you were going on a whim.
Or you could go on a whim.
Out on a whim.
I used two phrases at the same time. I don't know.
All right, so the Yanks and Braves are not going to make the playoffs. They realize there's only like 3 weeks left in the season, and they're pretty much going to make the playoffs.
Miracles do happen.
Yeah.
We'll be fun. I don't like the Braves.
Unfortunately, one didn't happen right here.
I know people knocking on the door, pounding on the door, saying, "What is up with you, K-Dog?" These are my friends. They've hit me over the head with papers and other crap just because of the comments I made about the baseball situation. That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing to do with baseball.
The Yankees and Braves will not make it to the pennant race. You know, the time is up, I think. I think it's time for the Mets and the Indians to move on in the World Series.
Jesus.
Anyway, so that's the case with baseball. But as it stands now, some of my predictions are true, some are not, but we'll see as the season ends. Anyway, Lady Liberty, they're a game behind in the WNBA playoffs, and we'll see how that goes in the future. But we got a one last song set to go.
Thomas.
In the future.
He's making predictions at Spaz for Dumb.
He's one of my quatrains.
All right. All right.
And we're going to kick it off with a little bit of butthole servers. Ton of voice there in a second. Anyway, we're going to be getting back to more music. Here is the butthole servers.
Ooh. Adding a little spice to
our afternoon snack downstairs.
It's Peppa.
Here at WRC. Oh. 6 a.m. on the College Radio.
603-2369. That was a hell of a sports break. You got to give him credit. For a friggin' retard to even be able to say on things like Yankees, Atlanta. Hey, you gotta give him credit. Obviously, he doesn't have a brain. Obviously, there's nothing in there.
All right. We have finally reached the last break of K-Dog's radio show. Here it is. He's wrapping up his little show here.
Don't go away, Matt. Anyway, speaking of going away, it's K-Dog, and it's about time for me to go back to the kennel. So to speak.
You forgot to turn off the CD player again.
Yeah. As I go off to the kennel.
I like
back
that.
Back to the kennel.
Back to the kennel. That's cute.
Please have this dog destroyed. Back to the gas chamber.
He should be euthanized.
Can't take it.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Right back to the
kennel. Anyway, that was Motley Crue with Don't Go Away Mad. Before that was Offspring with The Kids Aren't Right. Well, that explains why I'm so screwed up in the head. Anyway, up next is Hellspawn. He'll keep up with this rock and metal format. As he'll play his favorite metal and rock tunes here on WYCR 6 and AM. And don't forget about our WYCR Big Ass Bash. One week from tonight, as a matter of fact. Kick it off at 8 p.m. in Old Duels, just around the corner on, on North Avenue. That's right. Old Duels on North Avenue, 615 North Avenue, to be exact. And we'll be having a party there all night long. It's 21 to enter. No, it's 18 to enter, 21 to drink. I'm sorry. Anyway, time for me to go. And
wait, did you say 21 to enter, 18 to drink?
I almost said that.
Hold on a sec.
That's right. Old Duels on North Avenue, 615 North Avenue to be exact. And we'll be having a party there all night long. It's 21 to enter. No, it's 18 to enter, 21 to drink. I'm sorry. Anyway, time for me to go. And, wow. Anyway, I'll be back again 1 week from today. Kick it off again at 4 o'clock with more of your favorite tunes. Keep the request rolling in at 633-2369, and I'll see you next week. Here's my final song as I head out. No pun intended. Here's Guns N' Roses with Night Train.
Wait, why would head out be a pun?
And a pun with the song. You know, I'm heading out on the night train.
There he goes. Heading out.
There goes K-Dog. Back to the kennel.
On the night train.
Mike, what's up? Mike.
Yeah, somebody tell Spaz it's butthole surfers, not butthole servers.
Servers?
I need an ounce of pronunciation. Do you have an ounce of talent? Ounce of talent.
Well, maybe
he's answering the phone.
Maybe Spaz is a butthole server.
Oh my gosh! You see, one guy likes your catchphrase. Just drop a dime and Spaz will enter from behind.
Frank, what's up?
Dude, how long was the umbilical cord wrapped around his throat? God's sakes! Lucky he made it, I guess. Hey, and the Yanks and the Braves aren't going to make it to the pennant race. What are they in right now? Come on. They ain't going to make it.
They're not going to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, he said they're not going to make
right.
The pennant race.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Oh.
I screwed up, all right? I'm at the playoffs.
Look at he's disgusted. Disgusted. Jeff, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yo, could you please neuter the K dog so he can't breathe? I mean, Jesus Christ. This is worse. My IQ is through the floor. I'm sitting here drooling over myself. I'm wearing my fucking hockey helmet.
Oh, look, dude, you can't say the F word.
You can't curse. Okay. We had to dump out of you twice, but we get your point. Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
See you.
Mike, what's up?
Where did he go to college, this kid?
Iona.
Iona.
They're going to take his diploma away.
They tried.
I mean, are they listening? If anybody's listening to this show, he's retarded. I just don't get it. You guys are the best.
All right, Dave. Thank you. Bye.
My God.
Oh, Christ.
Some guy wrote a whole news story about how the giant mosquito infiltrated the Million Man Youth March while Mohammed Khalid was performing the rusty trombone on Reverend Al. Oh, my God.
You make Stuttering John sound brilliant, I swear to God.
Wow. This is more disturbing than Robert De Niro's Rupert Pupkin character having a fake talk show in The King of Comedy. Oh, that movie's great.
Andy, what's up?
Yeah, I actually have to thank Spaz.
Yeah.
He's inspired me to go back to school, and I'm going to go to Ionia for a communications degree, because if they can give him one, they'll give anybody one.
There you go.
And you guys, you might as well quit after today, because you're never doing anything funnier than this. Thanks, for your best bit ever.
This could be the funniest stuff I've ever heard.
Ever.
Thank you, Andy.
Take it easy, guys. You suck.
Kevin from the Bronx, that sports report by Spaz was the most back-ass, effing stupid attempt at sounding smart. The Rangers have practically clinched for the playoffs, and there's no effing way the Yanks or the Braves will not make the playoffs. Shoot him now.
I called the other day to critique your show. And Spaz says, what does critique mean?
Hey, idiot.
You don't know where the tampon goes on a woman?
The placenta?
I'm an idiot.
What?
Oh,
you're making a royal ass out of yourself. I was able to do anything I want to do. Yeah, the man and woman do it. Then, little squids fly up.
Squids. It's the Spaz.
You can't be for real, man.
Opie and Anthony.
1027.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027.
Imagine Spaz with Tourette's.
And your show's dragging a little bit. You know, I think it'd be better maybe because you started out strong and everything. And it's like, die. But he says, because sometimes I like to beat the ass and it goes, girls are coming. But then I, you know, the wrestlers call up.
Jeez.
Yeah, I answer the phone calls all the time. Yeah, I try to put through the best calls for the show because sometimes I... Yo, so that's why I put them... I was just trying to do what's best for the show. Because, you know, I think you guys depend on me to do a lot of rookie cards. So, I try to do. If it was up to me, you know, I'd be doing something.
Opie and Anthony, 1027.
This program funded by the British Arts Foundation.
Hello, welcome once again to Fag Talk, a show where we talk about fags, and I must explain something. We are on in America now, and we'd like to welcome our American audience, except for the one thing, there seems to be some confusion with the cards and letters we're getting from the States, which say that fag is actually a word used for something else there, and of course we're talking about cigarettes.
on the show. So let's get right to it. Welcome to Fagmen. Bob the Fagman is here.
Right.
Welcome on the show. You've brought some lovely fags. Let's see what you've
got. Some great fags this week. This one right here is from Russia. Grab the butt of that fag right there.
Okay, I've got the butt right here. Grabbing the butt of this fag.
Slide that fag right in there.
Right, I mean, slide the fag right in my mouth. No, I've got the fag.
Suck on that fag.
Mm.
That's a great fag.
Mm. I love this one.
Now, take a look at this fag right here. It's much bigger than all the other fags.
That's a big fag, you know?
It's a very large fag. It's a firm fag. It's
let me feel that. Oh, I like the way that feels. Right. It's just like a fondle, this fag right in my fingers here.
Fondle that fag for days.
And it's a big one. It's big and it's hard.
If you want to go to a different way, you could go with this. Small fag.
Oh, look at that.
That's a tiny little fag. It's a
look at you,
fag.
Little fag. Come here. Oh, yeah. I like the taste of that one, and I like sucking on that fag.
So those are three for today.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Bob the Fagman's been on the show. Join us again next time when Bob and I visit a fag party. Nothing but fags and drinks. It's going to be wonderful. All fags, all the time, right here on Fag Talk. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot. Come on, Mom, don't bang Opie. You my mom, I'll yours.
I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony.
A couple of little mother.
1037.
Still laughing. Between the KKK dog. His Tourette's. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Spaz Radio is taking up about an hour and a half of our time. Well, we got some more good stuff left on today's Worst Of. Remember, if you've got any suggestions, 212-757-1027. And let us know what that is. In between now and 7, I'm going to try and squeeze in as many things as I can, including Broken Jaw. That's going to be coming up next. In the meantime, a couple quick tunes. Remember, bits in between all tunes here. It's the Worst of Opie and Anthony.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the Worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
It is Opie and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys?
Happy New Year, you f***ing.
Oh, no, it's Curse Man, the most politically incorrect person that calls this show. What do you got?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we all get together with our loved ones and ring in the new year. You know what?
Huh.
I hate New Year.
I knew that was coming.
F***ing amateur night. They hold all the d*** off. They get sauce eating a slice of rum cake all year. Now they're going to drink like us bros. Yeah, I've been drinking like a f***ing Kennedy my whole life. This Johnny come lately has given us season drunks a bad name.
Oh.
These are the assholes. They go out, they get tanked up and drive into a f***ing pole or worse. Me, on the other hand, I solved the drunk driving problem.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get so f***ed up, I can't even find my car, never mind drive the damn thing. Then if these prissy bastards do make it home, these party animals that they are, spend the rest of the night calling Ralph on the big white phone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, bro.
They're yacking up their caviar and crackers. For those lightweights out there, I got a few different names for what you'll be doing in the early morning hours of New Year's Day.
Oh, let's hear this.
Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast. Delivering Street Pizza. Facial Diarrhea.
Oh.
Flinging Floor Pie. How about Lapping Lung Butter?
Ah, that's gross.
Laughing at the Carpet. The Liquid Scream. The Technicolor Yawn. Shouting at your shoes. The Jersey Yodel. Whistling Beef. And, of course, a Thunder Chunder Rainbow Puff.
Oh, God, is that gross.
Yeah, well, you have fun. Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
You too, bro.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. Now, more of the Worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm an elderly gentleman, and I need a... motorized scooter. They call my name's Bill.
What's your name, sir?
They call my name's Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Have you seen any particular type that you like?
I like the Little Rascal.
The Rascal?
I saw that on the TV. I'm a little rascal in my Little Rascal.
Uh-huh.
Is what the woman said.
That's what the woman said, huh?
And she's getting around, she's shopping, and eating ice cream. How fast does it go, sir?
The fastest is about 5 miles an hour.
I flew a P-51 Mustang and a big one.
Yeah, it won't go that fast.
Oh, it won't?
No.
I need also a room in the back for an oxygen tank, because I'm on oxygen.
Oh, I see.
And it's got to have good suspension, because I don't want my colostomy bag dislodging.
No, you don't want that either.
No.
Yeah. The bigger machines will have, like, a spring suspension in the front.
Oh, boy. My friend Petey's got one, and it's a real chick magnet.
Yeah?
He goes around at the bingo game, and he gives the girls rides on the back. Can I get a two-seater?
No, you can't get a two-seater.
But I can't be jostled around too much. Yeah. I got a prostate like a porcupine.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah, that's kind of tough. You can stop by our showroom. We have three or four models on the floor, and we get them in.
Excuse me, sir. How the hell am I supposed to get there?
You're not driving anymore?
No. I drove in a lake, and they took my car away.
Oh, I see.
Can I take one of these, like, on major highways?
No, you cannot.
Because my grandson lives far away, and I like to play some ball with him.
No, you can't do that, no.
I can't?
No, the furthest they'll go is about 24, 25 miles.
Is that the furthest range?
Yeah, and they go about 5 miles an hour, so you'd be kind of lost on the highway, don't you think?
I don't have much. I have nothing else to do. What else am I going to do with my time? If it takes me 2 hours to get 10 miles, I don't care.
Yeah.
Also, I lost my arm in the big one.
Oh, you did?
Do you have any kind of catapult so I could play ball with my grandson? That you could, like, a pitching arm or something?
No, no.
They call my name's Bill. Could you just come over and shoot me in the head?
No.
I'm in hell. I was big once, I was in the war, I was a commander, and now I gotta drive on a three-wheel battery-powered scooter?
Yeah, that's sad.
This is degrading.
It is degrading.
Sam, could you just shoot me? Could you take a goddamn gun and shoot me in the friggin' head?
No, I don't think so.
Please, I'll come down, put my head under a wheel of one of the scooters, and hit go.
I don't think
could
it would
you
do
could you do that to me,
no,
Tony?
I don't think so.
They just hit me in the brainstem with a ball-peen hammer, Sam. Could you do that?
No,
I'm in hell.
So.
Yeah. I haven't been laid since the Kaiser was in Germany, for Christ's sake. I have big baloney breasts. I haven't seen a naked woman in 42 years.
That's a long time.
Do you know what that's like? My pants are up to my nipples, and I'm calling for a scooter.
Yeah, what's your last name, Bill?
I have wraparound eyeglasses that I look like the friggin' Terminator, Sam. I've lived for 85 years. It's enough already, for Christ's sake. Kill me. Could someone just kill me? My name's Bill. They call my name's Bill. Jesus. My teeth just fell out. My friggin' teeth. I spit my teeth out of my head.
Oh.
Kill me. Somebody just kill me, for Christ's sake.
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
Hey, do we have time to play our Louis Anderson ID for the show?
How about that? Louis did an ID for our show.
I don't know who they are.
That's what Marcus said when he did the ID.
I don't even know who Opie and Anthony are.
I guess Louis Anderson.
Where are they?
Louis Anderson was on one of the radio shows? He was on a morning show.
Yeah.
Earlier this week. Okay.
Louis.
And you got him to cut an ID for our radio show?
You're cutting into my eating time. My valuable eating time. I'm starving. I haven't eaten in seconds.
He has no idea the abuse we throw his way, huh?
No clue.
No clue.
After he cut the ID, he's like, who are those guys anyhow?
Who are they? I never heard of them before.
Two guys that think you're like the most unfunny, funniest comedian ever to walk the face of Earth.
All the salespeople and everything that I was talking to said that he looked like he was ready to die. He's just this huge, and he's very tall. He's not just fat. He's tall and fat and sweating all the time. And he was smoking cigarettes like crazy. And he's just like,
my abusive father.
Well, it's just great, Louis.
And he also had Terminator glasses,
right?
Oh, God. He had the old lady.
The wraparounds or whatever?
Wraparounds,
when they get the cataracts and stuff, and they got to wear those over their regular glasses.
He was as white as a sheet of paper.
Well, regular glasses won't fit around my big fat head. And I gotta wear these. It was either that or just get my corneas tinted. I can't really.
Oh, no.
So, you know, see, my glasses fog up, too, from all the sweat and food piling in like some kind of a sick flesh auger just churning food in. They ought to paint my lower lip with those yellow horizontal stripes. Please keep arms and legs away from Hopper at all times. Like a wood chipper.
He is something else, man, on that Family Feud show, too. Has anyone seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
Oof.
We have some clips. Any of these clips good from the Louis Anderson
Family Feud? Louis. Where's Louis? Hey, I'm hosting Family Feud. What do you mean it's called Feud? I only hosted it because I thought it was a food show. I'm locked in for 3 years.
He tried to get Richard Dawson to guest on the show, and even Richard Dawson said, "No way. I'm not going on with you, you fat load. Look at you." Survey says, big fat load. And even Richard was getting pretty porky during the comeback. Remember that?
Yeah.
He actually came back to do the show after the other one hung himself. Or
What was his name
Ray
again?
Combs. Ray Combs, right. Ray Combs, like, hung himself.
Yeah.
And then Richard Dawson came back, and he wasn't the skinny Richard Dawson from the 70s.
From Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, he turned into this, like, blimp-like pack of hot dogs stapled to the back of his neck looking thing.
Huge tomato face.
Yeah.
And he was still, give us the kids, Lou. Give us the kids. Somebody said, tongue me, bitch. Look at you. Huh? You're quite cute. He'd go down the line, you know, give the father a little handshake.
Yeah.
The mother would get a little one on the cheek.
Sure.
And then the, you know, collegiate son would get a little pat on the back from Richard. And then there'd be this gorgeous little, like, high school girl daughter. It's like, give us a kiss! You want to suck Richard's tongue, don't you, love? Survey says Richard needs a hammer!
Top 5 answers on the board to this.
Which hole would Richard like to stick in? In the bun!
Oh, and then when they play for the big money and he's always like had his arms around the chicks.
Oh, I know. He's like humping the women. Like the guys would be there and he'd put his arm on the other. Okay, ready? Top 5 answers on the board to this. And he's just kind of touching them. The girls, he's like hugging them, groping, feeling them up.
All right, love, you can do this. I know you can. Now, for luck, I'm going to put my hand down your pants. That makes sense.
Oh, man, how true.
And then I guess he was too fat or whatever, but then they get
Louis Anderson,
who is completely unfunny on this show. He cannot, and he can't even muster up any energy for it because he's always, Louis. So it's all fake. He tries. Listen to some of the clips. It's pathetic.
Let's play one here.
You and Larry, together, get 200 points. Taking me to lunch. You'll have
$10,000. Yeah. Fat joke.
What a surprise. Another fat food joke from Louis Anderson.
$10,000, take me to lunch. That's an appetizer. Because I'm fat. You see, I always joke about how fat I am.
All right, let's try another one here.
Number 5. Show me number 5. Lift weights. I do that every time I get up.
Lift weights. I do it every time I get up because I'm fat. I'm a big fat load and father abused me with a whiskey bottle. Gee, but I can turn tragedy into comedy.
It's Anya. Nice to meet you. What do you do?
I'm a social worker.
Oh, my goodness. You know my family, then.
Oh, man.
Louis. Once again, turning tragedy into comedy because I was abused by my father.
We have a Louis and ice cream sound clip up here.
Louis and ice cream? What? did we do food jokes, too? Louis and more food, this clip is called, from the Family Feud.
I get excited about this. I'm a sucker for fun. All right. Here's something people eat with a spoon.
I'd rather have the ice cream, but it's only soup.
Yeah, ice cream.
Ow.
I'm a pudding.
Ready? Get ready. They get a strike. Get a chance. Ready? Show me pudding. Oh.
You show me pudding.
I need an answer.
Cereal.
Cereal's up there, and you have enough points to beat them. You're going to play for 10,000. If not, they're going to play for 10,000. Show me Captain Crunch.
They didn't even know they won. What was that?
Sorry. Glenn, sorry. Who's going to play Fast Money? Come on, Jeff.
This is a mess.
Where's he going?
Oh, what?
I'm revealing that answer. Come back. We're going to play for $10,000.
Sounds like he has a sandwich stuck in his mouth.
He probably does. Could you watch that for 3 seconds?
No.
Hey, big money.
What, Louie?
Hey, you won. Oh, no, I mean you won. I didn't even know who won. Show me Captain Crunch. Show me Puddin'. Show me Puddin'.
Show me Captain Crutch. What a mess. Yeah, what's interesting, too, is this new feature on the show, the buzzer, when people get the wrong answer. It's one of my farts now. Yes, it is. Show me pudding. Oh, sorry. That's the wrong answer. Show me Captain Crunch. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, you have a chance to steal. Oh, sorry. Well, that had to hurt. I can't kiss you anymore. You're a mess.
Oh, man. So, we're pretty proud of the fact that Louie Anderson did an ID for our show, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were going with this.
Would you like to hear it now?
Yeah, let's hear the real Louie Anderson doing an ID for our show.
Okay.
Hi, Louie Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my two favorite guys, Sophie and Anthony, on FM Talk at 102.7.
You're a liar.
What a liar.
And then what did he say right after he did it?
You've never met us?
No, I asked him, could you ad-lib one? He's like, no. And he walks out.
Ad-lib. I don't know how to ad-lib.
Like, could you ad-lib? Now.
No.
He walks out, and he's like, who are those two guys opening? I've never heard of them before.
You know, he's got set up next on the game, too, is when you hit the buzzer to try to answer the question, It sends a food pellet down to him. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could eat during the show. Big, fat, bubble, 200 pounds of chew bubblegum ass.
Bob, what's up?
I saw an episode the other day. I started watching it. It was kind of like, you know, when you drive past a car accident.
You gotta look.
He was just like, you just see him getting fatter.
As the show went on.
He was just like, you know, he's asking the people what they do, and they're like, woman's like, oh, I'm a gym teacher in high school.
Nah.
He's like, oh, that was my favorite class.
Oh, another fat joke from Louie.
Yeah, like, stupid. You gotta, like, look at him when he looks up at the board. He's like, show me pudding. And you look up and you just see his big fat head. He's just making these stupid expressions.
That's even worse when he has to look up because then you see, like, a pelican neck gullet thing going on.
Oh,
show me pudding. Please, people, don't get too close to Louie. My own gravitational pull from my mask can destroy you. Suck families right into me.
Oh, it was terrible.
All right, Bob, thank you.
Thanks, man.
I am dying over here.
I'm Louie Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my two favorite guys, Opie and Anthony, on FM Talk at 102.7.
Show me pudding! It's putting in my pants. Oh, my God.
Hi, Louie Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my favorite guy, Opie and Anthony, and that's on top at 1027.
Show me Captain Crunch. 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 Show me Puddin. 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 Show me Puddin.
Freaking Louie, man.
Hi, Louie Anderson, and whenever I'm in New York, I listen to my two favorite guys. Oh, and Talk at 1027.
Show me ass cheese. Yeah, I had trouble wiping my own butt because my arms are too short to get around his fat body. I'm almost like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with a little short arm. Kind of hard to wipe. Let me pull down my pants and show you, Puddin'.
So, we want to thank Louie Anderson for the show ID for our show, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks, Louie. You're a good pal of ours, too.
He's never heard of us.
Yeah.
He's never heard our show.
Never heard your abusive show.
Uh-oh.
No, save it.
You want to save this one?
Yeah, we got to save the Louie ID.
Save it for a goof?
Yeah.
You got to card up the part where he says, you know, he doesn't want to ad-lib one for us. Because it is funny in the background. You hear him just go, no, I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to. I can't. I'll read the script, but I'm not going to. In time for brunch or dinner or lunch or breakfast or something.
I'll do it for a rib.
Oh, my God. I feel my body starting to feed off of its own fat. I haven't eaten in seconds, please. Anything. I mean, a claret. Anything. I'll take an Altoid, something I could chew with flavor. My God, I'm an eating machine.
Show me Puddin. Show me Puddin. Show me Puddin.
Life with Louie.
All right, Ed.
Then make sure you pick up my Life with Louie cartoon pasta in your supermarket canned pasta aisle. Because that's what you want to feed your kids, isn't it? That's what you want to feed your children is pasta with a picture of a big fat guy that's probably going to drop dead at any given moment. That's a great thing to feed your child. Yeah. It's pasta shaped like my big fat ass. Yes, in a brown sauce. Just the way you like to eat it.
Bob, what's up?
Oh, and hey.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, man, you almost smashed up my car, man.
Why?
I'm drinking water, listening to the bit driving on the LIE. All of a sudden, I hear the Louie Anderson fart. Water spits out of my mouth. And there's no wipers on the inside of the car. I'm like, holy sh**. Yeah.
Right.
Right, I'm trying to wipe the window down driving. People look at me laughing hard, and at the same time trying to control the steering wheel.
Oh, Anthony,
what are you guys doing to me, man?
Anthony in rare form today. All right, Bob, thank you. Glad you liked that one. Bye. Listen to this, Ed.
Louie.
You got the ID, and then when you say ad-lib?
It was right after it.
Okay, all right. Here we go, listen. So Mark asked him to do an ID for our show, and he reads the stupid script, and then Mark goes, could you ad-lib one for the guys?
What, ad-lib one?
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Nah, I've had enough.
Nah,
it's too much work for me already. I said like 8 words and I haven't eaten a thing.
What, an ad-lib one?
Nah.
It sounded like
a scumbag.
Mark,
man.
It sounded like he intimidated you. What's wrong? Thought he was going to take a bite at your arm or something?
Yeah.
Fat and ugly. What am I going to do?
Thought he was going to gnaw at you?
Nighttimes when Louie Anderson comes cruising.
That'll be another 20 minutes.
Lifeless eyes like a doll's eyes. Little tenderizing, down you go. Louie Anderson just keeps pounding and pounding. Water turns red with blood.
But I thought that was Al Roker.
Looked up one morning, saw a PBY flying over. That's when I was most scared. Thought Louie Anderson was coming for me. Saw Louie Anderson eat a rocking chair once. Louie Anderson can't go down with 3 barrels.
Eddie, what's up?
got to be 20 foot, maybe 25 with 3 tons on them. I think I saw that episode.
15,000, I'll get you the head. Beat the whole damn Louis Anderson.
Oh, man. We gotta take a break.
Yeah. Take a break. I gotta eat.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, to be wow.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
Now, more of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 1027.
Hello, ma'am. This is Lieutenant Columbo. I got a couple of questions to ask you. Could you shove your fist up my... I'd love it if you could just stick your fist up my... Listen, get your husband over here. We'll pop my eye out, and he could skull me. Could you do that, please? Just skull me. I love that. Mrs. Columbo, she pulls out a big... rips my eye out and just shoves that thing right to my brain. I love it. All right, thank you. Hey, pardon me. One more thing, ma'am. One more. Bury your boot up my... Could you do that? And could you just grab my... and twist it like a pretzel? I'd love if you grab my... grab my shriveled old Columbo... and twist that thing like a pretzel. Okay, ma'am. I gotta get back to the precinct now. Before I leave, one more thing. Could you do, ma'am? One more thing. Put my in a vice. Could you just clamp down on my and squeeze them till they come out of the hole in my head that used to have an eye?
Columbo, don't you have to go arrest Martin Landau?
I was in a series once with Martin Landau, and after the show, after the shoot, as they call it, I jammed my fist so far up his... I actually pulled out his prostate. It was wonderful. We used to film at Universal Studios, and we'd all get together in the commissary and pound each other. And pound each other with the zucchini.
I can't take this.
Opie.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face. Better leave a bruise.
1027.
All righty, what's happening, man? This is Rick, producer of the Opie and Anthony Show. We got about 20 minutes left. I'm going to try and squeeze in as many quick bits and stuff as possible. I'm almost tempted to replay old Bill asking for that little rascal. God damn, I was in tears. I almost couldn't hit the next button. That has got to be the funniest one I've ever heard. What am I going to try and work in here? You know what? I'm just going to keep pulling CDs, throwing down bits until we basically run out of time, all right? That's the way it's going to work for the next 20 minutes. So sit back, relax, enjoy. Remember, tomorrow is going to be the last worst of the week. Guys, return in person, in studio, on Monday, January the 3rd, all right? If you're not going to be around tomorrow, Happy New Year. In the meantime, let's get back to the worst of Opie and Anthony.
You deserve the best, but that'd be a lot of work. Here's the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 1027.
Well, Anthony, they had the African-American Pride Parade in Harlem.
Yes, they did. A lot of marching bands, dancing girls. Who was there? Dinkins mm-hmm. was there. Mm-hmm. Charles Rangel.
Mm-hmm.
And our own Reverend Al Sharpton was there. It sounds like a great time. They had cowboys, people riding horses. Like I said, the bands and dancing. A very festive, fun time with without any incident or anything.
I was going to say, and absolutely no problems in Harlem yesterday.
Whoa! I am outraged!
Reverend Al!
I am outraged! I cannot believe it! Did you read the paper?
Yeah, why are you outraged? There was no incidents in Harlem yesterday.
Not one incident of police brutality!
Right.
I'm outraged at the police! We have an African Pride weekend, and it goes off without a hitch! What? I'm outraged at the lack of police brutality!
Why?
Unless the police bust a cap into my constituency, How am I supposed to get my face on the TV? I believe the racist police didn't shoot anyone because we are black. And I saw some mighty threatening looking Negroes there.
Oh, come on.
The police didn't even shake a nightstick.
Come on.
Nothing. What's wrong with the police? I gotta eat. What is the city coming to when a crowd of black people can celebrate pride of their race in their own community with not one of them getting shot? How am I going to buy me a new suit if I can't latch on to a grieving parent of an innocent victim? I am truly outraged. I want to organize a march from the Apollo Theater to police headquarters to protest the racially motivated non-shooting of our young brothers. Reverend Al's getting skinny. I'm hungry. Unless the cops start slinging lead, your Reverend Al ain't getting fed. The police got to start pulling their guns to keep Reverend Al in sticky buns. Come on, people. You got to help me here. I don't want to work. Come on. I'll die out there. I'm hungry. Please, you got to help me. Please. Oh, what was that? Was that a backfire or gunfire? I'm outraged. Racism. God, please, make that a gunshot, please. I'm starving over here. If the police don't start to shoot, where the hell am I going to get a new suit? I'm outraged.
All right, Reverend Al. Reverend Al leaving the studio. Very pissed off that there were no problems at the African-American Pride Parade in Harlem yesterday.
He is outraged.
He's very outraged, Anthony. It's funny when the cops get out of hand. Who picks the mayors in the Ku Klux Klan? Yelling and screaming as he's speaking to a mob. He wears expensive suits, but he doesn't have a job. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al, well, he's sapping off the people in his own community. Why is the white man always picking on me? He's got a fat belly and his hair's full of grease. You hear his battle cry. No. Justice, no peace. The man with a plan who you know you can trust. The party little reverend with an actress like a buggy. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al, he looks like James Brown with too many calories. Now why is the white man always picking on me? Remember Bernie Getz in the Brawley case? Turn on the TV, you would always see his face. He's speeding in his limo to another homicide to make the network news with the family by his side. Reverend Al, Reverend Al, he's your pal. Reverend Al, on the never-ending search for some good publicity. Why is the white man always picking on me? Reverend Al, I'm Reverend Al. The footage makes it on the TV. Reverend Al. I'm Reverend Al. He's Reverend Al. I'm your pal. Well, he's your pal. That's right, Reverend Al. Reverend Al. I'm Reverend Al. He's a race, faith, white, hate, bag of baloney. Now, why is the white man always picking on me? Reverend Al.
More of the worst of Opie and Anthony on FM Talk at 102.7. The talk you can't ignore.
All right, it's FM Talk at 102.7. Talk you can't ignore. It's Opie and Anthony, and in the studio with us today, Jay Moore. Hey, Marco.
Yeah.
You're a gay guy?
Yeah.
And you're in love with Jay?
Oh, I love Jay so much.
Get down here right now.
I would watch your show, Action.
Mouth,
I would watch your show, Action, and pleasure myself 2 and 3 times.
I think that is fantastic. I'm all for self-gratification.
You are so gorgeous.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Marco, these guys are blushing.
I love you so much.
I'm getting aroused talking to you, Marco.
I saw you, Marco, on the cover of Genre.
That's right. That's a gay magazine. Scott Wolf and I were on the cover of Genre.
You are so beautiful.
Do me a favor, Marco.
Yes.
I'm going to do phone sex for you right now.
Come on.
Take it out, Marco.
I'm at work right now.
I don't care if you're at work. Do you want it or not?
Oh, baby, I want it so bad.
Marco, do you know how ripped my stomach is right now?
Oh, baby. So hot.
Marco.
This is a wet dream, baby, for me. Oh,
where
man.
Do you work, Marco?
On Long Island.
All right. You got to figure out a way to start. Do you work at a desk?
No, I work in a factory.
In fact, well, you got to find, you got to get that phone someplace where you can touch it, man.
Well, I'm behind a desk right now.
Take out the hog, Marco. Because what I'm going to do to you is going to rock your world.
Oh,
friend.
Baby.
Marco, stomach is so ripped.
Oh, baby, I love that.
You know the hip bones? When you get those diagonal lines that go down towards the crotch?
I got that too, man.
When your lower abs are really, really cut?
Yeah.
And I got, here's the topper of all toppers.
Oh.
2 days ago, I shaved my pubes.
Oh.
I'm not joking, Marco. These guys are laughing.
Oh, I do that too.
I do. I do just so I don't pull my hair when I masturbate.
Oh.
It's not 7.5 inches, Marco.
Oh, baby. I knew it. I knew you
I'm
were that
circumcised.
Big.
Circumcised. I got a pink fireman's cap on top.
Oh, yeah.
I have very small testicles. Not very small like a freak, but they're not like dumb. You know?
Oh, baby.
And Marco, man, I tell you what.
Then
right
tell
now,
me. Tell me about that hole of love.
No, that I don't do.
Oh, now you're drawing a line, Jay.
I can only do oral with Marco. All I can tell
oh,
him.
Oh, baby, just let me put my in there and you.
No,
will...
you can do that, definitely. I'll let you do that. I'll get a baby wipe. I'll get it ready, unless you want to clean it yourself.
Oh, baby.
It's gonna make you puke.
No, it won't. Marco, it is clean.
Mm.
I got baby wipes. I use toilet paper and baby wipes every time.
Oh, man.
Because you never know when, you know, when you're in the Hershey Highway when this might break down.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And Marco, when it's all done,
yeah,
I'm going to make a map of Hawaii on your stomach.
Yeah.
It's going to be everywhere.
That's what I like.
It's going to spray like I could break up an Al Sharpton march with what I'm spraying.
Oh, man. When I'll hit you on the forehead.
Come on, Marco. Is it out, Marco? Are you touching yourself right now?
Uh-huh.
Come on, stroke it, man.
Hold on.
You want me or not?
Oh,
stroke
I want
it,
you so bad.
Stroke it. Show me.
Come on,
show
baby.
Me.
All right.
You want to be gay? Let's be gay. You say you're such a fag and all? Come on. This is your shot, man. You're going to get it. You are going to get it.
You are so hot.
You are so bad.
Oh, you're so hot.
You're bad, and you're going to get it. And if you don't take that out right now.
You know I want to get it.
Do it. All right. You better finish.
Oh, give it.
I'm pulling my pants up if you don't finish.
Oh.
I got mine out right now. Anthony just turned the other way.
Oh, man.
Do it, Marco. If you don't... Oh. I'm going to smack your ass. Smack that tight ass you got.
Oh.
Come on, do it. Do it all over me, Marco. Come on. Good.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, my God. Hold it, water. We're going in. Oh, my God.
Come back soon, Marco.
Oh, my God. I never dumped out so much in my life on a radio show.
Bring in the lesbians.
Opie, you're kind of cute, too.
All right, bye, Marco. Whore.
You whore.
All right, we had to hang up on Marco.
He better have been doing it. If I found out he was faking, I'm going to that factory with all my gay friends, and we're going to kill him. The music was the best part. I actually got an erection just from the music. Opie and Anthony, 102.7 Talk Radio. Forget it. Why listen to music? You own the album. What are you going to listen to? Rock and roll. You own that record. Put it on 102.7. It's a riot, baby. It's a riot. Opie, Anthony, 102.7.
Whee! Hey, everybody. It's me. It's Rooster Rob. And I'm here to tell you that just west of the Mason-Dixon, there's a place where everybody goes and brings their cocks. That's right. It's Rooster Rob's Cockfighting City. Banned in 48 states, Rooster Rob's is the cockfighting capital of the U.S. of A., where we cram the best in cockfighting every Friday and Saturday night. We're talking big cocks, small cocks, cocks of every shape and size will come on down and do battle in and Rooster Rob's all-new Cock Ring event. You'll see all the action live and in person. We're talking kicking, screaming, blood. It'll be flying everywhere at Rooster Rob's Cockfighting City. So bring your cock, turn it loose, and find out who has the best cock every Friday and Saturday night. And Rooster Rob's ain't just cocks. There's also great fun for the kids. Just bring down the little ones, and they can enjoy Uncle Gacy's all-new petting zoo. So come on, come on, and grab your cock and head on down to Rooster Rob's Cockfighting City. Woo-hoo!
Today, you're stuck with the worst of Opie and Anthony.
On FM Talk at 102.7.
I'm hearing there's a guy on the line that got very injured because of Hurricane Floyd. Is that true? Hello, FM Talk at 102.7.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you on the air. What's going on?
The hurricane was awful.
Yeah, it sure was. It was awful for a lot of people.
I was very hurt.
Yeah?
On the streets.
Well, what happened to you?
Well, the wind was blowing.
Right.
And I bent over to pick up my glasses that blew off my head.
Yeah.
And a Chinese woman's umbrella went in my ass at about 65 miles per hour. And then it opened. But I couldn't pull it out.
No?
Tight, huh? That old guy.
That old guy, very good.
Oh, then I was trying to commute home.
Uh-huh.
And they closed the FDR and the West Side Highway.
Yeah, it was a mess last night.
Oh, I was stranded in Harlem with my Chevy Vega floating down Martin Luther King Boulevard. For a second, I thought I was on a Disneyland Jungle Cruise.
Come on. That's wrong.
Well, I rolled down the windows and started snapping pictures, going, dance, you know, for me. And they dragged me from my car and beat me about the face and neck.
Well, they should have.
I'm very injured.
Oh, I hear that.
Where were the elephants and crocodiles?
Y'all got to find them up there.
Oh, and I saw the mayor of our fair city.
Yeah, Mayor Giuliani?
I passed by City Hall. Uh-huh. He was coming out and his toupee flew off and started chasing me. It was like a tarantula. Oh, the horror.
The horror.
It was like a big bug. And then I saw a wire hanging in the street. So I thought I'd be a good Samaritan and move it.
Yeah.
Oh! Sparks and smoke were coming out my ears and my ass. And now I have a big afro. Like, I'm like Link from the Mod Squad. I got home and my house was flooded and ruined all my sticks and REO Speedwagon records. And my Atari 2600 game system was destroyed.
Bad.
How will I play Pong, goddammit? And on my way home, I saw a huge puddle I was scared to drive through. But the NYPD waved me on. And they were laughing as I went underwater. I cursed them. They dragged me from the vehicle and put a nightstick in my ass.
Oh, come on.
Oh. I was so angry when I got home, I threw my wife in the fireplace. Very angry. I've had it with this city. Oh.
Who saw that coming? Well, that old gag, huh?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm...
Look where I'm calling from, where the magic happens from the Tom Likas show. Should I take a dump on the board?
Well, you can do that if you like.
I'm very angry.
Why don't you leave a log for him?
I think I will. A Yule log.
A Yule log, sure.
Okay, thank you for hearing my gripes.
All right.
My ass is killing me.
All right, there he goes.
Thank you.
The guy that got injured from Hurricane Floyd.
Boing. 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 Bo